And that's today's dispatch from...
Dude, you're stereotyping me.
The War on Braves.
Oh, okay.
A little dicey there at the end. Now, wait. Now, Dave, little Goliath.
What's up?
To protect you from people who might be listening, you didn't go to community college, did you?
No, I went to a pretty good, pretty decent college.
Yeah. Okay, but you do smoke pot occasionally.
I mean,
You want him to admit to an illegal act? Wouldn't ask Scooter Libby to admit to a legal act on the air.
What if I have a career in politics later on?
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. No, I'm kidding. No, you might. You might. No, maybe you do. What college did you go to?
Kenyon College.
Kenyon College. Oh, is that one of them hippie colleges like Hampshire or Reed?
It's edging over into that.
Oh, yeah?
It's a little bit more preppy, I would say, but definitely there are some people that are very
It like free form? Was it like grown-up Montessori school?
Wait a minute. How many credits did you need to graduate? Five?
Something like that. Yeah.
Like finger painting class and basket weaving.
Well, that's why I majored in art.
Yeah?
Because that's all I'm good at, man.
Yeah, how's that coming?
It's not coming either.
You didn't play for the award-winning Kenyon football team?
No way. We are like last place.
I'm sorry, but, Jim. What are you
doing? No, that's all right. I don't know anything about Dave.
You don't?
No.
And now you do. And what's playing in my head?
Music?
Oh, okay. So, I just want to make sure I wasn't the only one experiencing whatever's happening there. We'll be back, and we're all going to hang out here, but we'll continue our conversation in a few minutes. We got Larissa Alexandrovna coming, and Mark Green. Great. It's Morning Sedition, 57 past.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL.
We're talking with Felicia Stoller, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and the mother of two growing children.
Like all parents, it's hard getting my kids to drink milk. And now, the USDA recommends 3 dairy servings a day for kids over 8 to increase calcium intake. So it's even more important to drink milk. Since flavored milk makes it taste better, I compared the nutrition-enriched chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder. Ovaltine has a lot more vitamins and minerals than Nesquik. You don't have to be a nutritionist to know. Rich chocolate Ovaltine makes milk better.
More Ovaltine, please!
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents The Al Franken Show.
Welcome to The Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out.
When their Super Cobra helicopter crashed near Ramadi, the two-man crew was taking part in security operations, according to a military statement, which did not give a cause for the crash. The statement says it is under investigation.
In Washington, the Senate is back to some semblance of normal after Democrats shut it down for 2 hours by going into a closed session. Republican leader Bill Frist called the move a personal insult.
The United States Senate has been hijacked by the Democratic leadership.
Democrats ended the shutdown when Republicans agreed to review progress in the investigation into how pre-war intelligence may have been misused. But CBS's Bob Schieffer says the dust-up was about more than that.
They had this problem with Bill Frist. Bill Frist keeps talking about trying to change the rules to eliminate the filibuster. He calls that the nuclear option.
Right.
What they did is a little preemptive nuclear strike yesterday. Let us just show you what we can do here, and we can shut this whole place down.
Los Angeles, a convicted rapist who's already in jail, has been ordered to stand trial for murdering 10 women over an 11-year span. Police say DNA evidence tied Chester Turner to those killings. Near Spokane, state police are investigating a traffic wreck that killed 5 children in the same family. CBS's Stephen Kaufman has that.
A nasty fall day with rain and gusty winds may have contributed to a head-on crash between 2 pickup trucks along a 4-lane highway.
The vehicle crossed the median and struck another vehicle that was southbound.
Washington State Trooper Jeff 70 says the crash killed 5 children who were all riding in the same vehicle.
Both
pickups had seats in the rears of the pickup truck, but again, we don't have any indication of exactly where the children were sitting or located in that vehicle that was struck.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Spokane.
Machinists who work on Boeing's Delta rocket program are on strike. Union negotiator Dick Schneider.
It's not about money, it's about maintaining health care, it's about retiree medical.
The strike could affect satellite launches in California and Florida. Dignitaries from around the country will join the city of Detroit a few hours from now to say goodbye to civil rights icon Rosa Parks.
I'm Lou Belliano in Detroit. The funeral service for Rosa Parks is supposed to last as long as 3 hours with Aretha Franklin, former President Bill Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson among those attending. This is the Greater Grace Temple here. It can hold 5,000, but organizers are urging people not to gather outside here. There won't be any external speakers. They say if you can't get in, watch the service on TV.
Original Tonight Show band leader Skitch Henderson died at his Connecticut home yesterday at 92. Doc Severinsen, who went on to hold the baton himself, played trumpet under Henderson.
He always made sure that there was a really great orchestra and that we got good music to play and that the band got plenty of recognition.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
You know, it is technically possible to do a paint-by-number replica of the Mona Lisa.
Voila!
It's never going to hang in the Louvre, though.
No?
Same with those generic stress formulas that try to copy stress tabs. Only new and improved Stress Tabs Advance has Ester C, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Think of it as a masterpiece.
A masterpiece?
Of nutritional support.
Oh.
Stress Tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also check out Stress Tabs Weight and Stress Tabs Energy.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877.
Well, you have one early morning problem. It's a crash sitting on the ramp from Havana onto I-70. Other than that, we're checking clear on I-25, 225, C-4, 76th Avenue, and around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. They're still pretty quiet. Turnpike also trouble-free at the moment. Now, looking at the forecast, going to be warmer than usual today.
On items you use the most, compare for yourself and save with lowered prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
Daddy, what is a Supreme Court?
To a five-year-old.
What does Category 5 mean?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
There's something happening here.
What is a CIA leak?
Through understanding comes the ability to explain.
Daddy, do only birds get the flu?
You better stop.
Daddy?
The Truth Explained on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread and by HostWay.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. It's going to take a lot of doing and a lot of money to prepare for an avian flu pandemic, which may or may not come. $7.1 billion is the price tag for the strategy outlined by President Bush yesterday. Can we afford to spend the money? Well, the truth is, we can't afford not to.
In the event of a pandemic, we must have enough vaccine for every American.
More after this for Smart Balance. I asked Bob Harris about his new Smart Balance Omega Plus buttery spread.
Smart Balance Omega Plus is the same as regular Smart Balance, but we add natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea to help support healthy levels of cholesterol and triglycerides.
So I know it tastes great, but those ingredients must be very important additions to Smart Balance.
Yes, Charles, we call Omega Plus the ultimate spread for that very reason.
Thank you, Bob Harris. Thank you for Smart Balance Omega Plus. What a great idea. Like most entrepreneurs, you've dreamed of launching your own online store, yet you've always held back because of the prospect of creating an e-commerce website. It seems so daunting. Well, HostwayBusiness.com says it doesn't have to be. They'll design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Visit HostwayBusiness.com now to learn how your online store can be up and running in time for the holiday rush. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store today. So far, only a few humans in the world have died of the avian flu strain that has epidemiologists worried. As far as we know, no human has caught it from another human. But once that happens, the disease could spread quickly around the world.
If a pandemic strikes, our country must have a surge capacity in place that will allow us to bring a new vaccine online quickly and manufacture enough to immunize every American against the pandemic strain.
What do we have to do to get that capability?
We need to modernize production. We need to improve regulation for a vaccine like influenza that changes every year. We have to speed up the whole production, manufacturing, and regulatory process.
Dr. Martin Blaser, Chairman of Medicine at New York University and President of the Infectious Disease Society of America.
We really have to have a much more robust system where we have multiple manufacturers and modern, up-to-date plants. We have to really be using the best technology we can have available.
Already there's criticism of President Bush's plan. Senator Obama Barak of Illinois says we can't afford a Katrina-like response.
The plan does not lay out a clear chain of command in the event of crisis. It's unclear whether the Department of Homeland Security or the Department of Health and Human Services will lead the response effort.
But the president says we can't afford to wait.
By preparing now, we can give our citizens some peace of mind, knowing that our nation is ready to act at the first sign of danger.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The Quiet Company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Osgood File, November 2nd, 2005.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hi today. Can you believe it's sunny and a high near 76? Good day to get out there and play some golf, which is what John Turk was doing yesterday when I interrupted him because I was so excited about the Democrats. How about it? Referendum C passes. We lost D narrowly, but C passes. And the Democrats get a spine and they close the Senate yesterday. They make the Senate go into a secret session because Democrats have grown a spine. We talked about it all morning yesterday morning. And this could spill over into the Alito nomination. And how about referendum C? It passes. Even though John Caldera is eyeing a legal challenge, and D only failed by a slight margin. So the cult of outside influence and ugliness, those people who contributed to the anti-C, anti-D movement, who would not identify themselves, we have beat back the cult of ugliness in this state. And I don't know about you, but I'm ecstatic. What a difference 24 hours makes in how the picture changes. And how about this? And you know, many of us have criticized Ken Salazar, who I wrote yesterday to oppose the Alito nomination. But here's what Salazar had to say about the closed session of the Senate in the discussion yesterday of Iraq's war intelligence issues. I support Minority Leader Harry Reid for putting his foot down to get answers to the American public on how intelligence was used to go to war in Iraq. For over 20 months, the United States Senate Intelligence Committee has failed to respond to key questions concerning pre-war and post-war intelligence concerning Iraq. The United States Senate must faithfully exercise its oversight responsibilities in doing the issues the Intelligence Committee decided to answer 20 months ago. How about that? And you know, Pat Roberts, who stood up on the floor of the Senate yesterday and said that the Intelligence Committee was working on this quote-unquote phase two, there were 20 requests dating back to March 14th of 2003 to get this investigation of phase two underway, and the Republicans and the Senate Intelligence Committee has been dragging its feet, and the Democrats finally yesterday said enough is enough. And Senator Frist can be apoplectic and can call it a stunt and getting down in the gutter like he did yesterday. But you know something? We're starting to fight. Democrats are starting to fight. We're starting to stand up. And man, it feels good. Referendum C goes through, which is going to mean a lot to this state. And the cult of ugliness that was the anti-C folks have been beaten back. 30% for K-12 schools, such as things such as textbooks, library, and kindergarten. 30% for health care. For such things as program for the elderly, low-income disabled people, programs to lower health insurance costs, 30% for community colleges and state colleges for such things as need-based financial aid, merit-based financial aid, college opportunity fund program, which applies $2,400 a year per student towards college funding. And, you know, it's just great. And I blew my top yesterday at the last couple of callers in the show. I don't know if you missed that or not. And I guess I probably shouldn't have gotten so crazy and called one guy a brainstem. But, you know, his argument was just so self-centered. And it was like he was throwing a temper tantrum at the ballot box over C and D. And you know what it shows? It shows that Colorado is a sophisticated, smart state with good leaders. Even Governor Bill Owens, who a lot of us have criticized in the past. But Bill Owens, the governor of this state, is a stand-up guy because, you know what, he put his name on the line for this thing. He knew it was right. He didn't take the easy way out. He took the hard way out. And you got to give him credit where credit is due. So good for Bill Owens. Good for Bill Owens and good for the Republicans and the bipartisan effort to get C and D passed. And even though we lost D by a narrow margin, we did get C. This morning on the program, we'll have Andrew Romanoff, Speaker of the House, who put this whole thing together. And he's going to be on here. We're going to have Democratic strategist Rich Masters, who's going to talk about what went on in the Senate yesterday. We've got Elizabeth De La Vega, who has got a cover article in The Nation magazine this week about whether there are grounds to indict Cheney and Bush on fraud when it comes to the Iraq War. It's an interesting article. And we've also got State Representative Morgan Carroll on at 9:30. She's going to be on here to talk about C&D, and also, of course, we wouldn't do any show on C&D without Ken Gordon. So he's going to be here at 8 o'clock. So what I figured we'd do this morning at 303-713-7600 is take on both these issues of what the Senate Democrats did yesterday, and also the passing of C, the failure of D, also some other smaller things passed, like the POT initiative in Denver barely squeaked through. And we can talk about these issues all morning long, and you can air your feelings about the passing referendum C, how you feel about D, which narrowly lost, and the idea that the Democrats have grown a spine and that there may be a fight over Alito, and that the Democrats put their foot down yesterday and said, you know what, enough is enough. Enough is enough, that we want these answers to this intelligence questions, which should have been long coming in this country. And we lost some more people in Iraq last overnight. And it seems like every morning at this time, you and I get together. I maybe field maybe two or three calls about this, but I keep bringing it up about Iraq and about the people we're losing there and the fact that we still don't have any answers and that this administration still has not come clean about the intelligence, the national intelligence estimates and the other things that they got and where they got their information from Ahmed Shalabi and other people and how they bypassed the regular intelligence system in order to hype this war and get us into it. And the fact that we yearned yesterday, we pined yesterday for the Democrats to grow a spine and to start standing up and start fighting and really be an opposition party, and they showed yesterday that they could do just that once they get it in their mind to do it. And that this Alito thing is not going to go easy, hopefully. And that the progressive forces in this country and in this state are finally beginning to flex some muscle and be heard. I mean, both with C passing and with what went on in the Senate yesterday. So if you got any comments about this, 303-713-7600, any observations about both C and D. I don't know what else there is to get out here and talk about this morning. I really don't, because I don't know of anything that's as important as what's happened in the last 24 hours. Yeah, I did say something, John, about the pot thing. John Turk's real interested about the pot thing passing. Does that affect you directly, John? You want to answer that question? He keeps reminding me, the pot thing passed, he's saying in my headphones. Well, all right.
We're celebrating downtown tonight, Jay.
Yeah, are we celebrating downtown? We're going to fire up a couple of blunts? Good Lord. I'm for the legalization of marijuana. I've said that before on this show, even though I don't use it and haven't used it in... Man, I don't know how many years. I can't even count. I can't even name the last time I even got close to the smell of marijuana. Not even a contact high. All right, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. Come on, let's talk about this stuff, about what's going on, both in the nation's capital. And we've got some interesting sound cuts, too. We'll play it coming up here from that whole battle in Washington, D.C. And referendum C. We also got a Caldera cut. which we'll play for you as well coming up. It's 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
At all Denver area Walgreens.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Back in there, Randy. 619, 19 minutes after 6. Sunny, a high near 76. The world has shifted from the last 24. Maybe I'm making too big of a deal out of all of this, but I, you know, yesterday we just talked and talked and talked about wanting the Democrats to do something, and they finally did yesterday. To show they had a spine, we passed referendum C, good. You got to give credit where credit is due for the people involved in referendum C. The Democrats, Governor Bill Owens, Republican lawmakers who were involved in this, got to give credit to Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, because you know what? I mean, he and his mug was all over. I mean, they were all over. He was all over television. Good for him. Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff, who came up with the whole thing.
And who are the losers in this? John Caldera, Douglas Bruce, Grover Norquist, Dick Armey, the Republicans who wouldn't go along with this, the mystery donors who thought that they could buy this state, Bob Beaupere, who did absolutely nothing about it, even though he says he was against a referendum, so he sat there. And how about Republican Mark Holtzman, who aligned himself with the C&D people? Think this hurts his chances of getting the nomination to run for governor? Let's go to Tom in Aurora. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Oh, fine, fine. It's a great day, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
Yeah. I tell you, the thing that interests me about the election is that the fact that a sizable number of voters split their vote on C&D, I did not see that coming.
No, me neither.
Because it was presented as a package deal by both sides. The people were for it and the people were against it. But apparently, voters are smart voters make up our own minds in Colorado.
Well, it looks, it appears to me that what a lot of voters did was they read that blue book and they studied the situation.
Right.
And they didn't want a bond to jumpstart those roads, even though a lot of us were for that.
Yeah.
And the other things contained in D. Mm-hmm. But they certainly went beyond the hype and read through. And D just lost by a little teeny bit, by a slight margin.
But there was a split there. There was a certain percentage of voters who said, yeah, C sounds good, but I won't go for D, even though they were presented as a package.
Right.
Well, Colorado historically has been against borrowing money, having the state borrowing money. I think it's in the state constitution. And I guess there's a lot of people who still believe that the state should not run bond issues like that.
Yeah,
but I'm glad that C went by. That's the best thing that can happen to the state. It's really going to make a difference. We would turn into a third world country without C. So I'm really glad it passed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. Hey, Tom. Thank you, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great day. So let's celebrate. Here's John Caldera last night when he learned C wasn't.
This one battle, but that's all this is one small battle. This ain't the war. And let me tell you, we made our voices heard. I want to thank all of you. This was an amazing battle. We got every right to be proud. And damn it, I'm real proud.
Yeah, translation, we got our butts kicked. We didn't win. And here's Calderas charging about El Paso County, which he thinks is going to be grounds, that along with some other things, grounds for a legal challenge of C.
I want to let you know that there's some irregularities going on in some of the places that we know are our strongholds, including, for instance, El Paso County, which, get this, ran out of ballots before the close of the precincts.
Well, despite the difficulties, they got it done. Let's go to Laverne in Denver. Laverne, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm great.
I just think it's funny that it cracked me up that if they want the right wing to get out, they bring out gay marriage, and if they want the lefties to come out, they bring out a pot initiative.
Well, I don't know that everybody, I don't know that all liberals and progressives.
Everybody that I know would say, let's go vote for 100.
I don't know that everybody supports that, though. But it did, and it only narrowly passed.
Yeah, but didn't it pass better than C?
I think what made people vote for C was, is they realized what was on the line.
Yes, it was. And I think it's so funny that the right is sitting there saying, they ran out of ballots. And yet when we complain about the irregularities in elections, it's like, oh, sit down, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, get over it, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, we're not allowed to complain about true irregularities in a major election, and yet these guys are talking, bringing out law things, and they tell us to shut up and sit down. I'm sorry. And I am so proud of Harry Reid. I thought he was going to be a namby-pamby guy, and he's not. He's got wobblism. I'm just so proud of him going to the Senate and closing the doors and trying to make a difference. Fabulous.
He and Dick Durbin did it, and you know what? And those people never saw it coming.
No, but I'm so glad. Who cares whether it's polite? Who cares? We're sick of this stuff. This is ridiculous. This country has been dragged into the muck by these people, and we have a right to the answers. And so thank God they finally found their raisins and did it. So, yippee.
I agree with you, Laverne. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. And do we have that first cut? Do we have that first cut where he's getting apoplectic? where he's standing out there getting crazy? Let's hear that first cut.
The previous Democratic leader or the current Democratic leader have ever, I, been slapped in the face with such an affront to the leadership of this grand institution.
Yeah, right. This is a guy. This is a man who went to South Dakota and broke precedent and broke the rules of collegiality and went to South Dakota to campaign against Tom Daschle, okay, the former majority leader. And now he wants to talk about this grand body. And let me tell you, if the Democrats had gone to Frist, if the Democrats had said what they were going to do, the Republicans would have invoked a quorum and stopped them dead in their tracks. The Republicans simply got outmaneuvered yesterday. And man, we got a bunch of Democrats up there that are willing to fight, including Ken Salazar. Let's go to Mark in Littleton. Mark, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine.
Ain't it great?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, you know about the split C&D? On the Denver Post website, they broke, you know, the voting down by counties and whatnot.
Right.
And it was the rural communities who really voted against D. You know, because it was emphasized that it was Rhodes. They didn't talk too much about the firefighter and that kind of thing. So
yeah,
they say, hey, our roads are fine. We don't need that. But C is good. I think that's why there was that split between C and D.
You know what? You could be right about that. I'm sorry about the firefighters and the police pension.
I know. If they had emphasized that, my guess is it would have passed alarmingly well.
Yeah. I agree. You know what? That's a good observation on your part.
Yeah. Hey, is it just me, or do you think Bill Frist is saying, oh, crap, why did we get rid of Daschle? He was spineless.
No, I think that what Frist is saying is that they got embarrassed yesterday,
yeah,
that they got the wool pulled over their eyes, and that Harry Reid, while he may be quiet at times,
yeah,
and he may be overly congenial, that he and Dick Durbin, Dick Durbin's a pit bull, he and, yeah, Dick Durbin and the rest of the Democrats, who kept this largely in secret, by the way, and hatched this plan out the night before last, basically just maneuvered around the Republicans, and now the Republicans don't like it. But you know, Newt Gingrich used to do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were just playing by the real rules and say, hey, this is what happens when you learn the rules.
Oh, you know, now the right is going to cry. Now they're going to cry. Limbaugh's going to be on the air today, you know, wailing and screaming and yelling, and it's just too damn bad.
Good, let him.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Thanks, Mark.
Hey, take care, Jake.
All right. You know, let all the righties over there, as Ed Schultz says, let them all sit over there and cry. Let Caldera cry about C. You got your butt beat, basically. And the Democrats, who, as I said, 25 times they asked this intelligence committee to look into this stuff. 25 times, and the intelligence committee refused to do it under Pat Roberts, senator from Kansas. Why? Because they don't want the White House looked at. They're running cover for the White House. They're running cover for Dick Cheney. They're running cover for George W. Bush. And on the local front, on the state front, we have a lot to celebrate. Even though D barely made it, we have a lot to celebrate. And I think Mark and Littleton may be right that the rural people didn't, you know, were scared of the road threat. And I can understand that. I'm just sorry the fire and the police pensions didn't get covered. And that's why, I blew up at that guy yesterday. Because, you know, how dare he suggest that those pensions, that don't matter and that he's against them. And you got to give it to the governor, as I said earlier, kicking off this hour. You got to give it to the governor. I mean, Bill Owens did what was right, not what was politically expedient. So we got a lot to celebrate today. 303-713-7600, your comments on all of this. And there's a lot to talk about here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, Andrew Romanoff, Ken Gordon, Morgan Carroll. We'll also hear from Democratic strategist Rich Masters over what went down in D.C. yesterday. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Dave. You have one early morning problem. It's off the highways northbound on Havana. Crash right around I-70. Then we'll load it up south on I-25. Coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, we're heavy for 104th down to the Turnpike. Then things break free for the ride into downtown. I-70 slowing just a little bit in both directions on your approach to I-25, C-470 and 6th Avenue. They're both spilling in. And around town, Foothills Parkway, Diagonal, and Highway 93 all starting to pick up a bit. Turnpike actually slow now from Federal over to Pecos if you're headed eastbound. Checking out the weather, going to be warmer today.
1-800-MY-HONDA. That's right. Call 1-800-MY-HONDA today for the best deal on a new or used Honda. 1-800-MY-HONDA.
They're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Call 866-98-VEGAS. That's 866-98-VEGAS.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It means from now on, for the next year and a half, I can't trust Senator Reid. And that's hard. This is an affront to me personally. It's an affront to our leadership. It's an affront to the United States of America.
Oh, will somebody please pass that man a hanky? Bill Frist, majority leader there. Stock guru. Sunny and a high near 76 today. 6:34, 26 minutes in front of us, 7 o'clock. 303-713-7600. We're celebrating C. We're celebrating the fact that the Democrats got a spine yesterday and demanded answers from the Senate Intelligence Committee. And maybe some of you are celebrating the fact that the POT initiative got through, 100, in Denver. And there's just a lot to be thankful for this morning, and how much the world changes within a 24-hour period. We did lose people in Iraq overnight. We don't want to lose sight of that. But finally, we're starting to flex some muscle here. The Democrats are starting to show what they can do on Capitol Hill. And the voters of this state show that they're not going to be fooled by negative campaigning. They're not going to be fooled by outsiders who try to come in here and run this state. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
I'm glad C passed. It's too bad people don't think enough of our police and firemen to ensure their retirement. And I don't know if you heard yesterday on Ed Schultz, but he was talking with Tom Daschle, and I don't remember Tom Daschle's exact quote, but when Ed played that clip about Frist mentioning that the former leadership wouldn't have done that, Ed asked him, and Daschle didn't answer that question directly, but he said, I wouldn't go to another state to campaign against the senator running for the Senate.
That's right.
And I thought that was a great great comment.
Well, that's typical. You know, that's typical of these right-wingers. There's Daschle talking about this great body and blah, blah, blah. Yet, you know what? He went and flew to South Dakota and campaigned against Daschle.
Exactly.
I mean, he broke the law. He broke the rules of collegiality originally.
Yeah, that was the first time that had happened in anybody's memory.
Yep, exactly. And now he's up there crying? Gee, I feel sorry for him.
I'm glad Harry Reid and Dick Durbin did what they did. And if you guys, that's why you have parliamentary process, so that the minority doesn't get steamrolled at every turn.
Yep, I agree 100%. And you know what the other thing is, I got to point this out again, Ken Salazar supported the move.
Good.
So, you know, that, I mean, as much as we're critical sometimes on this radio station of Ken Salazar, look, even he stood up and said it was a good thing.
They're 20 months without continuing the process, and as an important question as that is about why we're there and how we got there, those are questions that need to be answered.
Well, there's 25 times they were turned down. The first request on record was back in March 14th, 2003, and they have continued to say no to this Phase 2 investigation. And Pat Roberts has the gall to stand up there on the Senate floor yesterday and talk about how they're working on it. Yeah, right. Yeah, I got a bridge to nowhere in Alaska I'll sell you, too.
Okay, Dick, thanks for getting me on.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines if you want to join in on this celebration of the passing referendum C. D barely lost. Barely lost. But overall, a good 24 hours for those of us who consider ourselves to be liberals and progressives. Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Hey, you know what? The sunrise this morning was just a little bit prettier than it has been. So,
mm-hmm.
And I don't think it had anything to do with except with Initiative 100 in Denver. So that was the POT initiative.
Right.
Hey, you know what? There was something funny about that that I don't know many people knew about this. It was really flying under the radar. And I think there's a bunch of people right now that are having a good laugh. But in the subculture of pot smokers, not that I would know anything about this. When two or more people gather to smoke pot, they call it a safety meeting.
Right.
And the people in Denver, they, I think, do believe they were pitching this whole thing of make Denver a safer place.
I see what you're saying.
I have a feeling there's a bunch of people laughing right now about this whole thing. But anyway, that's not really why I called. Because I wouldn't have anything to do with anything like that.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't. I know you have no idea about what that's about.
Nothing. None at all.
No, that but evil weed won't touch your lips.
No. did you see the exchange between Ken Melman and Chris Matthews last night?
Yeah, I did, where Melman wouldn't answer the questions.
Oh, God, I hate that guy. He's like a lizard.
Isn't he?
I mean, he is. But I, you know what? I have faith in Chris Matthews has been restored a little bit because, I mean, he didn't take him to the woodshed, but he wouldn't let Melman steer the conversation, which is what that guy does best. But he is about one of the slimiest people I've ever seen. You know,
he just keeps going back with that same crap all the time about, well, let's let the process work itself out. Let's let the process work itself out. And you're right. Just when you get upset at Chris Matthews, he turns around and does something like pounding Melman last night. He's still, though, Chris Matthews is still giving out misinformation on that so-called alleged mud list or hit list that the Democrats were supposed to have put out about Alito. Because I read the list yesterday. There is nothing in the list about Alito being soft on crime with anybody. It's never mentioned in there. And there's nothing mentioned in there about his Italian heritage, which Chris Matthews turned around and repeated again last night, which is a falsehood. But overall, you're right. Matthews did a good job with Melman.
Well, you know, I said some time ago, I have a hard time getting a read on that guy. And, you know, for somebody who was in the Peace Corps and worked for Tip O'Neill, I don't know. He's real good at hiding his politics, although I understand sometimes you feel like he's a conservative. But
well, because he says things like he'll put somebody on from, like, the National Review, and he'll say, well, it's like my all-time favorite magazine.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But sometimes he does the right thing. So, and you know what? Maybe that's why we keep tuning in.
Yeah.
You know?
I like his style, and I've debated many times about, like, trying to book him on this show to interview him, because I really would like to talk to him. But I don't think he would answer us if we asked him, well, do you consider yourself to be conservative, or do you consider yourself to be middle of the road, or you consider yourself to be liberal, or, you know, maybe what he considers himself to be is the devil's advocate. You know, he's kind of like this guy who used to have a talk show years ago from Miami named Alan Berg. Not Alan Berg, but I can't remember. He's Alan something. And he always used to call himself the devil's advocate. And basically what he did was whatever side his guest took, he took the other side. And Matthews does that occasionally.
Yeah. That'd be awesome if you could get him on. I don't know. Is he selling a book right now? Or I mean,
No. No, not at all. Let me ask you something. Do you stay tuned and watch Keith Olbermann?
Oh, I do. He's got that's the best show on television.
It is the best show on TV, isn't it? I mean, I'd love to interview Olbermann too.
He's got just the right mix of everything. You know, I mean, hard news analysis, and then he gets, you know, he throws a little entertainment in with it. That's the best news show there is. I don't even watch. I have not turned on local news, and I can't remember how long.
Yeah, you know, I always hang up. I always hang on to the very end of the show because I got to see who the worst person of the day is.
Yeah.
did you love that?
Yeah, that is. But Geraldo Rivera won. Apparently, Geraldo, once in a while, it doesn't run every Sunday.
Yeah, nine doesn't run it, or if they do, they run it late at night.
It depends, I guess, if there's some sporting event or if they're playing tennis or golf or something. But, when it's on, I watch it. But it's kind of unreliable, and I'm not inclined to look for it later in the evening. But and that seems to be a toned-down version of Hardball.
Yeah, but a panel he always has on there is great, with the exception of David Brooks, who kept insisting on that show and also, I believe, on Meet the Press, that nobody would know who Scooter Libby was, and that this wouldn't make any difference, and the people wouldn't have, you know, wouldn't care what was going on. And now the public opinion polls show that David Brooks is wrong.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, have a good week, Jay.
Yeah, you too.
All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right, good to know somebody else watches Hardball. And, you know, Chris Matthews, this is why I told you yesterday, if you go to the Media for Matters for America website, you can sign up for these alerts. which will give you the information and will point out where the media skews right and where the media engages in a disinformation campaign and doesn't really tell you what's going on or tries to slip in right-wing talking points. And every once in a while, like yesterday and the day before, they catch Chris Matthews. But overall, I think Matthews has got a pretty good show. 644, it's 60 minutes away from 7, 303-713-7600. Let's celebrate. Referendum C has passed, and the Democrats grow a spine yesterday in the Senate. And could this be a precursor of battling it out over the Alito nomination?
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
only on the Discovery Channel.
You know, it's an important decision. And why not go where you can get the most bang for your buck? And that's at Rocky's Autos. You'll find just about every make and model of everything you can think of. And they have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. And, you know what, they've got over 500 units on the lot. And you can go right there and shop and compare and look at the different models and make your decision. And the people at Rocky's want to get you in the car that'll make you happy. They don't want to just sell you anything. They want to sell you the car that'll make you happy. Now, you can shop on the internet and pre-qualify for a car loan at Rocky's Autos. Put the S on the end of auto. RockysAutos.com. And you won't believe the prices at Rocky's as compared to the Kelley Blue Book. So check it out. Rocky's Autos, where you can get the most bang for your buck. You get a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Get on out to Rockies and see my man Marvin Alshear. He's one of the best people in the world. Marvin's out there. Darla is out there. Jay Ali, Gerard, Freddie, any of the folks out of Rockies are out there. Colby, they're out there to make sure that you're happy. Rockies Autos, owned and operated, family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday. Not
of the misuse of this intelligence information.
What a great guy. Minority Whip Dick Durbin from the Senate there talking about what happened yesterday with the Senate going into secret session, the Democrats invoking Rule 21. 6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today near 76. Voters give the nod to C. D just barely fails. Just barely doesn't make it. 303-713-7600. We have a lot to celebrate, though, this morning, and we're taking your calls. Then coming up later at 7:45, we'll talk to Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, who put all this together. We've got Democratic strategist Rich Masters on to talk about what happened yesterday on the Hill. As they say, gee, I'm starting to sound like a Chris Matthews. State Senator Ken Gordon at 8 o'clock and Morgan Carroll at 9:30. And then a very interesting article, cover article today, this week rather, in the Nation magazine about suing the Bush administration for fraud over the Iraq War. That's at 9 o'clock, and Elizabeth De La Vega will be here to talk about that. Let's go to Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, go see. And, Harry Reid, I have to say thank you for finally grabbing him, and go ahead, make my day, Harry.
And the way they did it too was great. I mean, they just caught the Republicans totally off base, and the Republicans, I mean, were just out of their minds yesterday, and it was good to see that, wasn't it?
It was, and it was good to see Frisco. Didn't know any of this was coming.
If they want to get down in the gutter, then that's fine with me. We're going to stay above it, right?
But the other thing I'm kind of curious about is this judge in Texas that got moved off the delay case because of a couple donations to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, he made a donation to MoveOn.org, and I believe to the Kerry campaign.
So, and how? I'm just curious how that is going to affect every judge in America who has any political bias one way or the other. I mean, is Roberts going to have to step down every time something comes up about the Bush administration?
Well, you know, in Texas has a unique system. I lived there for a couple of years. Their judges all run. They're all run, and they have to have a party affiliation, either Democrat or Republican. And most of the judges in Texas are Democratic right now, you know, as opposed to other states where judges get appointed or they run as in a bipartisan situation where you don't really know whether they're Republican or Democratic. I don't think the change in judge, I think that's a temporary victory on the part of delay. My gut, and I got a large one, tells me, and I could be wrong, but I think the delay is going to get nailed, and I don't think it matters who the judge is.
Well, and I agree, but I just, I don't think it matters who the judge is either, and that's kind of my point, is that they yanked this guy off because he's a Democrat. And I think that's a total disservice. I mean, it doesn't matter what your party affiliation is, I would have to guess. As a judge, I mean, you're withholding standards that are way above a political bias. And it just seems to me like a strange little precedent that they're setting down there, especially if they have party affiliation for the judges. That means every time someone comes up and there happen to be a Republican and they have a Democratic judge, regardless of whether it's a pot charge or drunk driving or speeding or whatever, they're going to say, well, I want a Republican. You know?
Yeah, that's the other part of it. And that question was asked last night I just caught the tail end of this because I get so upset with Lou Dobbs. He drives me crazy. So I went over to the Abrams report on MSNBC, and Abrams was raising this point about, well, he was talking to DeLay's attorney, too, by the way, and he was raising this point about, well, so what's going to happen now? You're just going to keep, you want to keep looking until you get a Republican judge, or is this the last time you're going to cry, you know, fire?
Well, and I mean, I'm going to be curious to see how it washes out. I mean, if that's all they're doing is looking for Republicans, you know, that seems totally crazy.
Yep, that would be wrong. Nate, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
I still think DeLay's going to get it, though. Shelley and Parker. Shelley, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to mention, when Donahue was on,
right?
Him and Chris Matthews used to get along really good, and he used to debate the war all the time. In fact, Matthews is kind of against the war. And after they kicked Donahue off, his attitude completely changed. It seemed to be conservative. I'm just wondering if... whoever owns MSNBC or the corporations put the pressure on him. I don't know, but I really noticed the change after they kicked Donahue off.
Well, MSNBC is owned by GE.
Yeah, well, there you go. And Donahue, I love that show. And all of a sudden, you notice how fast they took him off?
Well, he didn't have any ratings.
That's what they say, but my son got something off the Internet how that was not really true. They kind of forced him off because he was anti-war. Well, anyway, that's what the information we got. Who really knows, right?
Well, I've been through that. I've been through that pressure thing.
Yeah.
And it's rough.
But anyway, I always heard he was a popular show, so I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I kind of noticed the difference right then and there when he changed. And also, didn't you notice they wouldn't even discuss on his show last night? Kept calling it a political stunt. In fact, several shows I watched, they kept calling the Democrats doing a political stunt. That makes me so angry because they should have brought out more why they did it. You know, you hardly ever heard them mention that we've been waiting for 25 months for this.
Right.
And it just wasn't fair. And Andrea Mitchell, her husband's a Republican, Alan Greenspan, that's a known fact. So she's always, you know, on the defensive, it seems like. But anyway, I just wanted to put my two cents in about that.
Well, that's what the show's all about, and I'm glad you did.
So I just really noticed the difference after Donahue went off, how his attitude changed, because they were pretty good buddies, it seemed like.
Right, so should we assume from here on out that Chris Matthews is a conservative?
It's like you say, I think he is since then. He's changed. I don't know why, or whether it's political pressure or from this, you know, corporation. I don't know. It's weird. He's more conservative most of the time that I can see.
Yeah, I think you're right. Shelley, thanks so much. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, and I've been through that. I've said it many times on the air here. I've been through that pressure thing where management, you know, they don't come right out and tell you, but they lean on you in subtle ways. The only time that I ever remember management ever coming right out and telling me not to talk about something was when Rush Limbaugh got into trouble with the OxyContin. We were forbidden, for the most part, to talk about that, which I thought was wrong. I mean, here's a guy who had been on the radio who had said that if anybody gets caught using drugs illegally or abusing drugs, they should go to jail. And then typical of the right wing, he gets caught, and then all of a sudden now we have a different set of rules. But they would never let me bring that up. And I was in this rigged game. Where every time I went to work, it was me against my angry co-host and the neocon audience. So it was rough. It was rough. But I don't know. You know, I don't know if Matthews ever received any pressure. But I guess we would have to assume that Shelley is right. That Matthews is conservative. Rich and Morrison. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, Rich.
I'm leaving this nice 76-degree weather on my way to go up to Calgary where it's snowing this morning.
Uh-oh.
But I'm still celebrating.
Yeah, man.
C&D came out actually, I'm probably not completely aligned with your celebration, but it came out the way I voted, so I'm happy. I mean, I voted for C. I voted against D, so I'm probably maybe one of that moderate or middle-of-the-road swing votes that maybe put D down. But
Can I just ask you real quickly before we run out of time here? Why did you vote against D?
I voted against D because I just felt like it was. It sounded more like a business loan. It sounded like a. I mean, I actually tried to read the stuff, Jay. As opposed, I mean, I'm tempted just to vote, you know, against anything that Caldera stands for. But in this case, I actually tried to read the material, and
right.
I felt like it just sounded like a business loan to me, where the collateral was on revenues, you know, to be collected. And I felt like I think we got a shot at taking the governorship in the next election. And I just felt like, you know, I don't want to necessarily saddle. Finally, we got a Democratic majority here in the state. If we get a Democratic governor, I just felt like I don't want to take the risk on saddling that administration with a
debt. I got it. All right, I got to run. I'm out of time. Rich, have a safe trip to Calgary, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, man, thanks.
Take care. Leaving this 76-degree weather to go to Calgary. All right, our hearts are out to Rich, but hope he calls again. Good call. All right, and if you voted against D, please call and say why you voted against D. I mean, you know, there's... I mean, it's only your vote, and we're talking about C&D this morning and also what happened in the Senate. So call, and if you voted against D, tell us why you voted against D. 303-713-7600. More coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
909.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Lou Miliano reporting from Detroit, where the Greater Grace Temple is awash with brilliant November sunshine for this morning's funeral service for Rosa Parks, the mother of the civil rights movement. Joining me is CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts.
It feels like a church service here in Detroit this morning. It's a calm and crisp day. You can hear the sounds of the civil rights eras. Mourners standing in line sing those songs from the 1960s.
Over 4,000 will hear Aretha Franklin sing. Bill Clinton will be the first of a long list of notables to speak. And then in a horse-drawn carriage, Rosa Parks will make the journey to her final rest. I'm Lou Miliano in Detroit. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
Four more Americans have been killed in action near the scene of a major battle with insurgents west of Baghdad. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest.
Frank, two Marines died this morning when their helicopter crashed near Ramadi, and a Marine and sailor were killed there yesterday by a roadside bomb. An Iraqi police official says U.S. patrols had been attacked by insurgents using guns, rockets, and bombs. The Marines have been conducting ongoing operations near Ramadi to flush out insurgents.
Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. In Washington, Democrats ended a Senate shutdown after Republicans agreed to revisit an investigation over the alleged misuse of pre-war intelligence. But CBS's Bob Schieffer says there's a lot more political bad blood to spill.
There are fights, and then there are fights. And the reason this one is serious is it looks like they're about to lock down the Senate. The partisanship has gotten so strong, the disagreements are so wide now, that they may not be able to get anything done for the next couple of months.
The Bush administration is rethinking the treatment of suspected terrorists. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
Reporting a sharp internal debate, the New York Times says Vice President Cheney's new top aide, David Addington, Scooter Libby's replacement, is among those arguing the Geneva Convention should not be the basis for new regulations the U.S. military and Congress are considering. While the Washington Post reports the CIA has questioned over 100 al-Qaeda suspects in secret prisons in eight countries, some in Eastern Europe. Attorney General Gonzalez tells the CBS News Early Show,
I'm not going to talk about specific intelligence activities.
But he says America's anti-terrorism campaign is legal. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
On strike, 1,500 machinists to work on Boeing's Delta rocket program.
As long as it takes, we're going to be out here for the long haul.
The strike could affect Delta rocket launches. A report by the AARP Senior Citizens Lobbying Group says the price of popular brand name prescription drugs increased faster than inflation the past year.
For the 12 months ending June 30th, drug prices have risen 6.1%, which is just more than twice the rate of inflation.
AARP's David Gross, an industry spokesman, says those numbers don't reflect the true cost seniors pay for their medicine. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the Model T and the assembly line. Today, we're recommitting ourselves to American innovation by building hybrid vehicles reaching 250,000 each year by the end of this decade, and 250,000 ethanol-capable vehicles next year to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Innovation will be the compass that guides this company going forward. At Ford, we're driving American innovation.
This.
512 megabytes of memory, a 60-gig hard drive, a 14.1-inch screen, and a CD read-write DVD-ROM drive all packed into a laptop that weighs under 4.5 pounds. The Toshiba Portage S105 with Intel Centrino mobile technology. Get yours. Offer good through Sunday. See store for details.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are busy on the highways. We're stacking up southbound I-25 from 104 to the Turnpike. Then we're slow again from 38th to Spear when we bunch up between Santa Fe and University. Heavy coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, now running heavy from Sheridan over to I-25. Southbound 225, we're seeing brake lights from Parker Road right into the tech center. And around town, things busy on the diagonal on Highway 93, the Turnpike bunching up Denverbound from Federal over to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, going to be warmer than usual today.
It's not. Tonight, starting at 8 with Extreme Engineering, followed at 9 with an all-new episode of Mythbusters, only on the Discovery Channel.
The Colorado Buffaloes are making another run at the Big 12 North.
Foot race, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This Saturday, the Missouri Tigers come to Boulder to battle the bus. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Spilled Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Sunny today, high near 76. The celebration is underway. Referendum C passes. D just loses by a little bit. And the Senate yesterday, the Senate Democrats yesterday, get a spine and force the Senate into a secret session to demand answers from Republican Pat Robertson and the Intelligence Committee about Phase 2, about the misuse of intelligence that got us into the Iraq War. And Ken Salas, 40 minutes, we'll talk to Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff, who put all this together and was one of the chief drivers behind this. And we've got just all kinds of guests on and off this morning. Also, I want to remind you, I didn't say anything about it yesterday morning around this time, but I want to tell you that Friday I'm doing double duty. So Friday I'm doing this show in the morning, and then I'm going to do the Ed Schultz show on Friday afternoon. So you need to call the Ed Schultz show at probably around 3, because I'd be really fried by then after having got up at 3 a.m. in the morning. And, they, you know, I can't understand, but they keep asking me back to do that show. All right, this hour's $1,000 name is Angie Patterson of Henderson. Angie, cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Also, the POT Initiative 100 passed in Denver. So if you want to talk about calling up and talk about seeds and sticks, we can do that as well. And I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. There's a lot to celebrate this morning with the passage of C, Mr. Caldera, and the forces from outside the state and the anonymous donors. The cult of ugliness of that was turned back at the ballot box, and good for you. You know, kind of too bad about D, because parts of D were very, very attractive, and I really do believe that the roads in this state need to be looked at, and the longer we go without confronting the infrastructure, the worse it's going to be. But you know what? Hey, the voters rejected it, but we did get C. And the Democrats yesterday forcing the Senate into that secret session after the Democrats had tried 25 times to get answers about when Phase 2 was going to go. And you know, the Republicans stalled off Phase 2 till after the presidential elections. They stalled that off till after the presidential elections. And now it has been 20-some-odd months, and we still have no Phase 2. Haven't said much this week about Rosa Parks. And, boy, what can you say about a genuine American hero? And somebody who changed the face of America and changed the face of America for the better. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. You know, I don't see referendums, C and D, as a celebration. I see it more as, you know, getting down to the hard task of governing and leading. We've got some hard work to do, and there's some still some tough decisions that need to be made.
Well, see, I do see it as a celebration, because I think that the voters of Colorado, despite all of the misinformation that was thrown at them, despite all of the outside donors who would never identify themselves, who basically tried to confuse the facts by trying to lead people on with the idea that, well, you know, you're not going to get a tax refund, which was absolutely false, with the idea that somehow it was mixed with immigration, who ran those low-ball push-pull phone polls that would ask the opening question, well, you know, do you find immigration to be of concern? All of that negativity and all of that misinformation, you know what, it didn't go anywhere. And it also proves, too, that the governor of this state is a stand-up guy, because, you know what, even though we may disagree with him on a lot of other politics and a lot of other issues, you know what? He put his name on the line with this thing, and he didn't do it because it was politically expedient. He did it because it was the right thing to do. And finally, the Colorado voters had the good sense and the intelligence to read through this stuff and make an informed decision.
Well, I'm very encouraged that the voters were discerning and were able to discern between C and D, and they could, with good conscience, vote for C, but recognize that D was an overreach and would have saddled us with quite a bit of debt. And they tried that with the revenue bonds in the last election cycle with T-Rex and the revenues projections fell short, and so they had to reallocate funds from other highway projects to finish T-Rex to make up for that budget shortfall. And they were trying to, you know, go back to the well and play that hand again, and I think it was an overreach, and I think the voters saw it.
Well, it barely lost. So you and I would probably disagree about D. I know we disagree about D. But, you know, the idea that there's no reason to celebrate, I think it's just absolutely the opposite. I think there is a reason to celebrate. I think there's a reason not only to celebrate here in Colorado, but there's a reason to celebrate what went on in Washington yesterday, that the Democrats finally said enough is enough, and that this may spill over into the Alito nomination, which, by the way, opinion polls show the public is no more enthusiastic about Alito than they were Harry and Myers. So the needle hasn't moved on that. I just think that it's, you know, all of a sudden the political landscape changes for the better for those of us that consider ourselves to be liberals and or progressives.
Well, comment on the what took place in the Senate yesterday. Every single American needs to get acutely in tune with what's going on there. And this is, that's not a Democrat or a Republican issue. That's an all-hands-on-deck issue. Every American needs to be vigilant and press for accountability with the, you know, intelligence committee. And
yeah, but the Republicans have made it a Republican and Democratic issue because the Democrats have tried 20 to 25 times dating back to March 14th, 2003, to try to get an answer as to when this phase two was going to be conducted. And the Republicans have dragged their feet because they're protecting Dick Cheney, they're protecting the White House, and they don't want the investigation. They're the ones that are making it a partisan issue. And you're right. We should get answers. We should demand answers, and we should get answers as to how we got into this awful situation in Iraq, where we lost six more people again last night.
And I think Republicans are waking up and recognizing that there are some acute problems and are starting to express their concerns and voice their opinions, and I think just the American people, it's an American people issue, and we just need to come together. We need to find our voice. We need to look for answers and press for accountability. Doesn't have to be, you know, personal attacks and tearing down individuals. It's so far beyond any one individual, but ultimately we need to, it's another area where we're going to have to deal with some hard realities and some painful truths, and there's a lot more pain to go.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to disagree on that too, because I think the Republicans make it that way. I think the Republicans foot dragging, and they're rising to every occasion to protect the White House and to keep things secret and to not have anybody look into it. Pat Robertson stands on the floor of the Senate yesterday and claims that, oh, well, we were going to have a report about this and we were going to do something about it and you would have found out about it next week. It's been 20-some-odd months. This guy's had plenty of time to look into it, but the Republicans don't want to look into it. And Bill Frist is the last person who should stand up in any situation and talk about the collegiality of the Senate when this is a guy who broke the collegiality by going to South Dakota and campaigning against Tom Daschle, and now all of a sudden he wants collegiality. See, they want it when it's their way. But when it's not their way and it goes against them, then they don't want it. Then they don't want to play that game. And you know something? The American people, I'm not going to speak for the American people like they do. They always stand up and say the American people want this and the American people want that. I'm talking about me, Jay Marvin. You want to know something? I'm sick of their lack of accountability. I'm sick of the fact that we should have an answer, not only to what happened in Iraq, but we should also have an answer as to what went on in the vice president's office vis-a-vis Libby and the leaking of Joe Wilson's wife's name. And you know what? These people are going to drag their feet. They're going to block it. They don't. This administration feels no compulsion whatsoever to apologize. So what they wanted to do was they wanted to change the page and run out and talk about bird flu and a pandemic and trot out Alito out there at 8 o'clock Monday morning so that they could get out from underneath the bad week they had last week. And I'm glad that the Senate Democrats have said, wait a minute, you know what? You're not going to evade all of this. And that's what it all boils down to. Check it out. Go look at the information. It's all over the Internet. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
It's 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll have Andrew Romanoff, Speaker of the House, on in about 30 minutes from right now. You know, and it's true. I mean, it's true. People should be held accountable for the things that they do wrong. And, you know, I mean, enough is enough already from the Republicans and the right wing. On the other side of it, hey, good for Bill Owens, who is a Republican, and good for the people involved in referendum C. It did pass. Dean narrowly didn't, you know, was defeated. But it shows that the people of Colorado care about this state, that they're concerned, and that they're informed. And I think it's something to celebrate this morning. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I've got three lines open if you want to jump on and talk about these issues.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holders, Progressive Talk.
As Republicans, we're going to stay above it. If they want to get in the gutter, that's I guess, what they want to do, and that's their approach.
Senator Frist yesterday. Of course, that was after he engaged in all kinds of name-calling. Sunny and a high of near 76 this morning. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open. Let's talk about referendum C&D and also about what went on with the Democrats in the Senate yesterday. Two of the big stories this morning. Andrew Romanoff, Speaker of the House, coming up this hour. We just got a whole truckload full of people. Ken Gordon coming up at 8 o'clock. We've got Morgan Carroll coming up at 9:30. We'll also talk about what went on yesterday with the Democrats having finally growing a spine and clamping down on the Republicans and telling them foot-dragging is enough when it comes to the Senate Intelligence Committee and protecting this White House and what went on with the intelligence and how they may have misused it. Let's go to Alyssa and Parker. Alyssa, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Jay, I wanted to personally thank you for all of the hard work you did on keeping the public informed on C&D.
Oh, you're very kind.
No, I mean, it's sincerely. I think that having a forum like you give us has given us an opportunity to have a voice. Yes. And I think what you did on C was great. We didn't get D, but, you know, it was a good try.
Yeah, I agree.
And the other thing I wanted to say is it was wonderful to see the focus yesterday shift from bird flu, where, you know, I mean, considering the Senate Appropriations Committee had already passed some legislation or some money towards bird flu, that the president had a big half-hour speech on bird flu. So, I mean, he's so out of it. I mean, I don't know who's informing him, but they'd already done their work.
Yeah, Tom Harkin was making that point last night on the Talking Head shows that Congress had already enacted most of what Bush was talking about yesterday.
Actually, they enacted it for more, if I understood it correctly, than what he was even asking. So, you know, when he keeps talking about, I have to go to Congress and get the money, I mean, it had already been done. So, I don't know. I thought that was pretty lame on his part. But just to say something about Chris Matthews, because I do watch him as well, I think he personally likes Bush. He has said that he voted at least once for Bush. And I don't know, I'm not sure if he voted for him the second time, but he irritated me so much during the 2004 election when he would constantly come out and say, who would you rather go to a barbecue with, George Bush or John Kerry? You know, who would you rather have, you know, who's the more personable person here? So I wrote him an email a couple of weeks ago, and I said, or just right now, a couple of weeks, but just after the Patrick Fitzgerald thing, and I said, well, who would you rather go to a barbecue with? Guess who the American people are being burned by now? You know, we're being roasted.
Did he answer you?
No, he never answers. I think he does get some sort of feedback, because one of the things I do know is he is very upset about whether or not, and part of it is it's a good legal fight and he likes it, but he is very upset about whether or not we were misled into war. And he is keeping the thumbtacks down on these guys too. He's keeping the Libby story alive and whether or not, you know, we were misled into war. And I think that's great.
Yeah, and I, you know what, I think all of us should do that. I mean, I routinely have like an Iraq half hour to an Iraq hour every morning between 6 and 7. And I really do it too. I didn't do it this morning because of C&D and also because of what went on in Washington, but I kind of mentioned it, and I mentioned the fact that once again we lost personnel overnight in Iraq, and we should keep this whole thing about why we got into war, what went on, whether this administration misused intelligence, which I believe that they did, we should keep the Scooter Libby story alive and keep it on page one and not let the Republicans try to change the topic.
And that's what I think the Democrats were saying in the Senate yesterday, and I really, really appreciate that, because, you know, we've lost over 2,000 men and women. Why? Is there a why there?
And there's no plan to get out.
No, there's no plan. And I think the president is trying to equate winning the war with creating a democracy, neither of which, you know, that was never in the deal.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree more with you. Alyssa, thank you. I appreciate a great call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. By the way, U.S. terrorism experts Daniel Benjamin and Stephen Simon have reached a stark conclusion that the war on terrorism, the United States is losing it. Despite an early victory over the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, the two former Clinton administration officials say President George W. Bush's policies have created a new haven for terrorism in Iraq that escalates the potential for Islamic violence against Europe and the United States. America's badly damaged image in the Muslim world could take more than a generation to set right, and Bush's mounting political woes at home have undermined the chances for any bold U.S. initiatives to address the grim social realities that Islamic radicalism faces, they say. It's been fairly disastrous, says Benjamin, who worked as director of counterterrorism for the National Security Council from 1994 to 1999. Yeah, our president. You ever wonder how this guy got to be president? Well, the election was stolen in 2000. No question about it. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Paul. Are you there? Speak to me, Paul.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
God, did you hear the latest news?
Yeah?
George Bush is moving to Colorado because they passed the marijuana initiative.
Yeah. Now all they need is a cocaine initiative, right?
Right. Hey, you know, I wish we would stop calling it a war, because it's not a war. It's an occupation. Any other word than a war. It's like our troops are sitting ducks. You know, three or more poor soldiers got killed again. They're like when there's a sniper getting picked off every day, and it's not a war. It's like what went on in Korea. You know, it's a police action, an occupation. So I wish we would stop calling it a war, and I'm so glad that the Democrats did what they did, because I was about to call the other day and say, when are the Democrats just going to get up and say this war is wrong, it needs to be brought to an end, here's why it was started, and they did it. They finally did it as a group, and I'm so glad that they have come out, you know, in effect saying this war is wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I'm so glad they did that, and I don't care what the results are. And of course, like you said, the right talkers this morning are just going to be blabbering away. But you know, all they do is spew hot air anyway, so it doesn't matter what they say. But it was really good to see them do that.
Yep, they got handed it on two levels: one locally with Referendum C, and then on the other level, they got it. In the state capital, on the Hill, as they say, as well. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay. Have a good day.
All right. 303-713-7600. Have to note, though, there were Republicans, including the governor, who were involved in the passage of C and tried to get D passed. And you got to give the governor credit about this, because you know what? He could have done what was politically expedient, but instead he did what he thought was right. And I know I've had people call up here before and complain about Bill Owens. But you know, he proved in this situation that he's a very, very stand-up guy and should be congratulated for being involved in this. And everybody who was involved in it. It's a tremendous victory here this morning for the state of Colorado and, you know, for all of us who didn't want to see Colorado slide into some kind of third-world type of situation or become another, please excuse me, Mary, because that's where my wife Mary's from. Another Mississippi. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And if you voted against D, I'd love to hear exactly why you thought that D was a bad idea. D nearly won. It just lost by a little bit. But I'd love to hear about that. And about 15 minutes from now, we've got Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff, who was a key player in all of this and put all this together. We've got Andrew Romanoff coming up, and we're going to be talking about both these subjects throughout the morning. So 303-713-7600, your views about what the Senate, what the Democrats did in the Senate yesterday, and also about the passage of Referendum C. And you know what? Nobody is called to talk about the passage of the pot law either. Ballot Measure 100. 729, 29 minutes after 7, Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
The good news, no major problems for your ride this morning, but we are slow. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, now loaded up from Sheridan over to I-25, southbound 225, jams from Parker Road right into the Tech Center, and we are stacking up southbound I-25 from 104th down to the Turnpike, then it's a real slow go from 38th to Spear, and again from Santa Fe all the way down to University. Now around town, busy ride on the diagonal on Highway 93 and the Turnpike. We're looking at brake lights, Denver bound from Sheridan over to I-25. Now turning to the forecast, going to be warmer than usual with sunny skies this afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. We're at 44.
It's not. Tonight, starting at 8 with Extreme Engineering, followed at 9 with an all-new episode of Mythbusters, only on the Discovery Channel.
Nice, and you want selection, and you can get both at Rocky's Autos. Don't take my word for it. Check it out yourself on the internet at rockysautos.com. Put an S after auto. Because you know what? At Rocky's Autos, you get both of those. Plus, you get people who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Now, there are a lot of places you can go to buy an automobile. But I got to tell you something about Rocky's. First of all, the selection is huge. Over 600 units on the lot. They got cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs. And just the best selection of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Mary and I have bought numerous cars from Rockies and have had nothing but great experiences. And we send our friends there, too. So I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. And every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're interested in getting your business now, and they're also interested in getting your business in the future, which is one of the reasons why they appreciate you and they will treat you right. Go out there and see Darla, Jay Ali, Marvin Al-Shear, or Colby in the Tower of Power, or any of my friends out of Rockies will take care of you. Rockies Auto.
Tires, folks. I'll match any of the competitors' prices, and I'll put them on in a half hour with appointment. 303-771-9800, Aspen Goodyear.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
We lost this one battle, but that's all this is one small battle. This ain't the war. And let me tell you, we made our voices heard. I want to thank all of you. This was an amazing battle. We got every right to be proud.
And you know, can't get the people's vote, then go ahead and try to subvert the process, John. 7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. By the way, now that this whole referendum C&D thing is over with, and D nearly won, but it lost. But now that this whole thing is over with, do you think John Caldera will finally come forward and tell us who contributed to his campaign against referendum C&D? Do you think he'll do that, John? Will you resort now to honesty since it's over with? Will you now admit the fact that C&D have nothing to do with immigration? Will you now admit the fact that people will get their tax refund? Will you now admit the fact that you had out-of-town donors, basically, and people who wanted to shape law in Colorado who don't live here? Do you think we can get that out of you, John? Do you think you've got enough integrity to come forward and to explain all of this to us? I'm not going to hold my breath. Jim in Las Vegas, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I want to say thank you for taking my call. I'm from out of the state, don't live here, but I travel here. I don't want to shake Colorado law, but I do want to say Colorado has definitely something to celebrate this morning. It definitely, the elections definitely show that Colorado has a mind, and the people in Colorado have spoken, and they have shown that they can think for themselves, both on the ballot issue of 100, C, D, and so they definitely have something to celebrate. Your caller says that there is a lot of work ahead, and definitely it looks like there is. I travel to and through Colorado a lot. Actually, Colorado is my native state, but I don't live here now. So it's something that I think all Coloradans need to be proud of, and I think they need to relook at D and see how they can redo it to where it is available to pass or finance those programs, especially police, fire, and the roadways. The roadways are very important.
I was going to ask you since you travel through here a lot. How do you find the roads?
I find generally the interstates are in either mid or poor shape. Some of the secondary roads are actually better than most of the surrounding states, but the interstate highways are in very poor shape compared to many of the surrounding states. A lot of course, part of that is weather-related, but it still can be addressed. Some of the more severe weather states are able to do that, so that's something that needs to be looked at by Colorado. I heard you mention take care of the infrastructure now before it completely falls apart. That's very, very true.
All right, man. I appreciate the call, and drive safe. And you live in a great city, Las Vegas. I'll be there over Christmas. It's one of my favorite places.
Well, that's great. We sure love to have you. We'll welcome you to come down anytime. And thanks much. And one final comment. I think all of us have something to be very celebrating and happy about. In what happened in Washington yesterday. That's something all of us should be very happy about, and we should make our feelings known, either through emails, through letters, postcards. Let our feelings be known to both sides that yesterday was a great day. The Constitution was put into action.
Yep, you got it. Hey, man, you should be proud of your senator from Nevada, Harry Reid. He and Dick Durbin from Illinois engineered it. Thanks, Jim. Have a good day and be safe.
All right. Thank you, folks, and we'll talk to you next time.
Oh, I hope so. Take care. Isn't that great? And we should be proud of Harry Reid and Dick Durbin. And Ken Salazar. We should be proud of Ken Salazar. You know, I feel bad about this because I've written Ken Salazar two letters over the last 2 days. I'm not so sure that you know that I should write another one. But if you got time today, drop Ken Salazar an email or drop him a phone call and say thank you for standing behind Minority Leader Harry Reid. And also you might want to put in there about Alito, that he should vote against Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court. But thank him, because Harry Reid says, I support Minority Leader, Ken Salazar says, I support Minority Leader Harry Reid for putting his foot down to get answers to the American public on how intelligence was used to go to war in Iraq. For over 20 months, the United States Senate Intelligence Committee has failed to respond to key questions concerning the pre-war and post-war intelligence concerning Iraq. The United States Senate must faithfully exercise its oversight responsibilities. In doing so, the issues the Intelligence Committee decided to answer 20 months ago were not taken care of. So good for Ken Salazar. And coming up here at 7:45, House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. At 8:05, we'll have Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. And at 8:30, Democratic strategist and former policy communications director for Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. We're going to have him on, and he's going to talk about what went on the Hill yesterday. So we're jam-packed with all kinds of people. Meanwhile, we've got time to take a couple more calls here. Let's go to. We got time to take all your calls. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat. Long time no hear from. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Just a couple of things to tell you. First of all, the veil is being lifted. We are beginning to really see what this bunch of crooks has done to us, and they can't hide anymore. They just can't. Bill Frist is being revealed for the miserable human being he is, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's marvelous.
I do, too. I think it's great. I mean, I think that between Katrina and everything else that has gone down, and Libby and everything else, you're right. I mean, the layers of the onion are being peeled away, and we're starting to get a good look at this administration.
Right. They're being peeled to the core. I was sitting in the dentist's office yesterday, Jay, and there was a copy of Newsweek. And on the cover, black and white, picture of Cheney, picture of Bush, and a big headline that simply said, Bushwhacked. So I decided, well, I got a couple of minutes. I went in. It was a quick, you know, short article, read the article, and it was just wonderful because it was to the point and scathing about these people. And I just think it's marvelous that we are seeing each of those that chose not to see, didn't want to see this, are seeing these people for what they are. And I just think it's terrific.
Yeah,
but
I do too.
I've got to say one thing about Bill Owens. Bill Owens has also seen the handwriting on the wall, and I think his seeming desire to be nonpartisan is, in my view, it is more Bill Owens distancing himself from a sinking ship.
I don't tell you know what I don't I disagree with that. I think he did what he thought was right instead of doing what he could have done, which would have been politically expedient. And while I disagree with him on many issues, you know what? I think that he definitely did what was right, and you got to congratulate him because he put his name on the line to get C&D passed. And you know, it's refreshing to see that kind of an approach in politics, not only in the state of Colorado but across this country. Pat, take care. Thank you for the call.
Okay, Jake.
All right. 7:42 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff coming up next. More of your phone calls at 303-713.
Not tonight, starting at 8 with Extreme Engineering, followed at 9 with an all-new episode of Mythbusters, only on the Discovery Channel.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. General admission ticket.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Build Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Superior Carpet Care, 303-9...
For Internet guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 747, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today near 76. Great morning to celebrate at 303-713-7600. C makes it to D, barely loses. And let's go to the phone and recommend. Let's go to the phone and welcome Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
It is a good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. I'm terrific. I'm very happy about the voters' decision, obviously, and looking forward to moving forward.
All right. What happens now?
Well, we're going to meet today, actually, and try to figure out how best to keep faith with the voters' intentions here. We have to make sure the revenues retained under Referendum C are used in exactly the manner the voters authorized for education and health care. We're going to try to do that, balance the state budget, and then make some progress on a number of other issues.
What about John Caldera's threat to take legal action against C?
That is not a big surprise and not a big concern, frankly. We knew that John Caldera and Doug Bruce would sue if Referendum C passed because they said as much. It'll provide full employment for their lawyers. We're trying to provide jobs for some other folks, too, and that's what Referendum C is about.
Do you feel bad that D didn't make it?
Yes. But it was a tougher sell, I think. Folks are wary with, you know, understandably, of taking out loans. We believe in this case the loan made sense because the construction costs are going up so fast that even the interest rate would be dwarfed by those increases. But, look, we'll try to find an alternative to D. We want to complete these road and bridge projects and school repairs. We have to. We're just going to have to try harder to find a better solution.
Yeah, that was my next question. Now that the D barely lost and it didn't make it, how are you going to meet those obligations?
Well, we're going to my dog's not very happy about the feet of D there, you can hear. You know, the state does have revenue that comes in from the gas tax that just has not proven sufficient given the increase in the population. So we're going to sit down with our budget team and the governor's budget team, and my governor and I actually started those conversations last night, trying to figure out how to meet the needs of a growing state. I mean, that's why D was important. I mean, our state is growing faster than most places in the nation, and that's taken a real wear and tear on our infrastructure here, and that's going to continue even though D went down.
Were you shocked that C passed? I mean, everybody said, I mean, I had everybody literally that I had on here, from Ken Gordon, I mean, everybody I can think of. And I asked him, I mean, did you think it was going to make it? And everybody said, you know, well, it would be so close that they weren't sure that it was going to happen. I mean, did you know in your heart it was going to make it, or were you shocked by it?
I was not shocked. I mean, and I'm grateful to you and to everybody who worked real hard. I think Ken used to say, you know, if everybody works their tail off, maybe we can win by one vote. And that was the right attitude. You should, you know, campaign like an underdog and prepare for the worst and hope for the best. You know, it's funny. In the last weekend or so, folks started saying, well, we're keen on schools and healthcare and colleges. We like C. And a couple folks said we're kind of lukewarm on the roads and bridges and the bonding measure that was B. So I think even in the end, you started to pick up on some of the ambivalence about the second half of this package.
All right, well, you literally put this thing together and hammered out this compromise. So, you know, don't congratulate me. Congratulate yourself. And here's a tough question, which you may not want to answer. How about the idea of running you for governor?
Well, I'll do that again. You know, if you're willing to be my running mate.
Yeah, right.
My dad's name is Marvin Romanoff, so maybe we should flip the ticket.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm anybody with my checkered past to seek any kind of higher office. But do I take that as being that you haven't ruled it out, or that you just don't want to answer the question?
I haven't ruled it out. I happen to like Bill Ritter. I think he would be an outstanding governor. I don't feel like there's a shortage of talent in the field. You know, even though there's only one candidate running, I think our side, frankly, is twice as talented as the other team. I don't know. I've got to go visit my family. My grandma's not doing too well. I'm going to try with her and then think about other things.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time this morning, and congratulations. And you're the man of the hour.
Thanks, Dave. There's a lot of people, but I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. There's the Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. Coming up to 8:05, we'll talk to another man of the hour, State Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. Did I say majority right there, majority leader? State Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. If you want to get into the conversation about C&D and also about what went on the Hill, I'm starting to use all these insider like Chris Matthews terms. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Oh, Don took a hike. Okay, 303-713-7600. I've got four lines open here on what's got to be a great morning. For those of us that are progressives and liberals, not only with C passing, and it's just too bad that D didn't make it, although many of you, you know, may have voted against D, and I'd love to hear why. And I can't believe nobody's called up from Denver about the POT initiative, 100, which squeaked by. But it's a great morning for us, because not only did C get passed, but also what the Democrats did yesterday in the Senate, which was to force it into a secret session to demand answers. Of what was supposed to be phase two and what was promised 20 months ago from the Republicans in the Senate Intelligence Committee. We need and deserve answers about what goes on in Washington, D.C. We need and deserve answers to know why we got into this war, how the intelligence was used, and the administration needs to step up to the plate, and they don't want to step up to the plate. There's an interesting article from Nicholas Kristof, a column today And, you know, I always do this every morning. I mean, I look at this stuff in the morning, and then 2 or 3 hours later, I can't remember. But I think it's in the Rocky Mountain News this morning about Mr. Cheney, and it ran in the New York Times the other morning, about Mr. Cheney, what did you know and when did you know it? And I think it's time that this secrecy of this administration take a hike, and we start to figure out what the hell's going on here. And the Senate Democrats, who we spent all morning yesterday morning, I mean all morning yesterday morning, talking about how they should put up a fight over Alito, have finally decided that enough is enough. And this may spill over to the Alito nomination. That's why I think it's critical. As I said yesterday, it's critical that you get off your half moons and that you let your senators in this state, Allard and Salazar, know about how you feel. And the great news about Salazar, okay, he voted for the bankruptcy bill. He did a lot of things that a lot of us were miffed about, and he's been talked about negatively at times on this station. And you know what? He's one of these guys where you can't get an interview with him to save your life. I mean, it just won't happen. He won't ever come on. But you know something? He released a statement yesterday on the close session of the Senate. And he said he supports it. He says, I support Minority Leader Harry Reid for putting his foot down to get answers to the American public on how the intelligence was used to go to war in Iraq. And you got to give him kudos for that, just like you got to give the governor of this state, Bill Owens, kudos for putting his name on the line with Referendum C. All right, Don at Highlands Ranch is back, and I've got, what is it? I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Don, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, happy day today for all of us in Colorado, all the clear thinkers who want the state to progress like it's supposed to.
I agree.
Hats off to Ken Salazar for finally acting like a Democrat. Let's keep the pressure on him so he continues to act like a Democrat and understand where this country should be going. Hats off to Bill Owens. And if that lady who called previously thinks she's jumping off a sinking ship, well, she's probably right. And I think there's going to be a lot more moderate Republicans in the country start to realize that the onion is being peeled away, as you spoke, and exposing these guys for what they really are, and they don't want to be associated with a corrupt, inept regime that's in power right now. So let's give these guys their props, but let's keep the pressure on them.
I agree 100%. Thank you, Don. Appreciate the call. And I wonder how many moderate Republicans there are out there listening who would admit that they're disenchanted with the Republican Party and the control that is exerted over the Republican Party by the extreme right wing, and also the fact that this war is a mess. We lost people again last night, and that enough is enough, and that we should have a plan to get out. And we have no plan from this White House. None whatsoever. 303-713-7600, three lines open. Adam in Westminster, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just thought that you might want to know that they're already trying to spin the election on C&D. On KHOW, there's a bunch of callers lined up saying that they couldn't vote.
Well, why couldn't they? Oh, because of what went on in El Paso County?
Well, some of them were from Park County and, I don't know, various counties, I suppose.
Yeah, that's Caldera's spin on it, too, that there were troubles in El Paso County, that they ran out of ballots, and blah, 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 and on and on and on. But you know something? I don't buy that at all for 1 minute. I think the people who wanted to vote voted, and that the people in Colorado expressed their voice. And let you know, that's how KHOW has to get by. That's how I mean, I have a lot of respect for Peter Boyles. I love him as a person. But that's how they have to get by, and they'll do the same thing on KOA. This is not a good day for the right wing. It's just not a good day.
I agree. Whenever the voters speak and it's not their way, they got to find, you know, some excuse.
They got to cry foul. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk to State Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. We'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. I got four lines open if you want to talk about C&D or what went on with the Democrats yesterday, which these are the two biggest stories going right now. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
Banking every day. Member FDIC, some restrictions apply. Stop by any of our 47 Denver area offices. Equal housing lender.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. A
White hearse arrived at a Detroit church within the past hour as dignitaries and thousands of ordinary citizens gathered for the funeral of civil rights icon Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks, she set the stage for a lot of different black movements and different things that's going on now, and I really appreciate what she did.
CBS News correspondent Lou Mariano.
Greater Grace Temple is awash in brilliant, crisp November sunshine as Detroit says a final goodbye to the mother of the civil rights movement, Rosa Parks. By the hundreds, they began gathering here before dawn. Hundreds more walking the closed streets to bring to over 4,000 the mourners who will fill the maple pews in their soft blue cushions. The strong scent of flowers, so many flowers, inside. Songs of the protest era, inviting recollection of Parks' brave stand against segregation 50 years ago. At Greater Grace Temple, Lou Mariano, CBS News, Detroit.
Near Ramadi, curious Iraqis gathered at the spot where an American helicopter on a support mission went down earlier today. Two Marines were killed. It's not clear if enemy fire was involved, but the area has been the scene of fighting with insurgents. A roadside bomb in the same general area killed a Marine and a sailor. South of Baghdad, a car bombing outside a Shiite mosque claimed 20 lives. A dust-up over pre-Iraq war intelligence that forced the Senate to close its doors for 2 hours yesterday has been resolved. But political pundits say Democrats who managed to back Republican leaders against a wall may not be done.
Democrats smell blood. They see that President Bush is unpopular. The vice president's chief of staff has been indicted. The Iraq war is terribly unpopular, gas prices are too high, and the list goes on and on.
University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabato calls the unusual maneuver an attempt by Democrats to seize the political agenda. The CIA has reportedly been interrogating suspected al-Qaeda terrorists at super-secret black sites in Eastern Europe, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. Terrorism expert Harlan Ullman says the front-page report in today's Washington Post is sure to stir emotions in the Muslim world.
Our critics are going to say the Americans are hypocrites. They talk about democracy, they talk about freedom, but they're no better than the terrorists. They may not behead people, but they torture them and use these extreme methods.
On the outskirts of Spokane, Washington, five children died when their father's pickup was hit head-on by another small truck. State Trooper Jeff 70 says the road was wet, and it's not clear if the children were wearing seatbelts.
The pickup is so badly damaged right now, and it's actually on its top. It's tough to see exactly if you're referring to seatbelts and restraints and those sorts of things, how many there actually is in the vehicle.
The father was critically injured. The second driver is in satisfactory condition. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 4 points. NASDAQ is up 8. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes to give you the good news that term life prices have fallen to all-time lows. We know because we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. With Life Quotes, you'll never overpay for life insurance. A healthy male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $30 per month. Doubling that to $1 million would cost less than $35 per month. For free quotes, call 1-800-640-LIFE or visit us online at lifequotes.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, no major problems for your drive this morning, so that's some good news. Have time to stop off and grab a coffee or maybe a breakfast sandwich or something like that. Now, we are seeing a slow ride. Eastbound I-70 from I-25 over to York. Southbound 225, we're jamming from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. And eastbound C-470, a little sluggish from Santa Fe over to University. And southbound I-25, still running heavy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. And around town, things are busy on the diagonal on Highway 93. The turnpike, a little sluggish Denverbound from Sheridan over to I-25. Looking at the forecast, sunny today with highs in the upper 70s.
1-800-MY-HONDA. That's right. Call 1-800-MY-HONDA today for the best deal on a new or used Honda. 1-800-MY-HONDA.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Stop by the AM760 booth and test your...
We'll fight to gain collective bargaining for all city workers. That's Teamsters Local 2004, 303-433-1718.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny today, a high near 76. What a great day it is today for the state of Colorado. C makes it, and right now, let's go to the phone and talk to State Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. And Senator, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, you campaigned tirelessly for this. You walked across the state to get attention, and you were the one who came on here and said, if everybody votes, well, it'll make it by one vote. Are you happy this morning?
Yeah, it's a good outcome. I'm very pleased.
Are you disappointed at all about D?
I'm a little disappointed. I think it would have been helpful to the economy to start working on those road projects earlier rather than later, but C was the important one.
And what about John Caldera claiming that people in El Paso County couldn't vote and that they had run out of ballots and that he's talking about legally challenging C? What's your reaction to that?
Even if it's true that somebody didn't get a chance to vote, C won by enough votes that it's bulletproof. There could not have been enough votes in El Paso County to make a change.
And what about the idea that he may seek legal redress?
Well, that's what the courts are for. Now I'll have enough money to pay judges.
That's a great answer. So I ask Speaker Romanoff what happens now, and I'm asking you. What happens now?
Well, we were telling people that this was a frugal plan, that it wasn't enough money for new programs. We were just trying not to go backwards, and all of that's true. The biggest issue we're going to have in the legislature is how to allocate scarce resources. There's going to be more demands than we're going to have enough money for. One of the things that is good is that if the economy gets better and people make money and buy things and have income, that we get to use the money for services, but we have to hope for that. In order to provide good education, health care, and transportation now, we need a good economy. We need the tax revenue that comes in when the economy is active. So we're going to have to still be frugal, and I want to be. I think that, you know, when you take a tax dollar from the only justification for taking a tax dollar from a citizen is that you're going to use it and people are going to get value from it. So I think that's a good responsibility for us to look at and be careful. And you know, 47% of the people in the state voted against C, and those people, we need to do something to regain their confidence. You know, the other side made a lot of progress with you can't trust politicians and we're all crooks and liars, and it's not true, but we need to persuade people. We need to act in a way to get their confidence back.
Yeah, that was my next question. I mean, a lot of times when I would argue C and D here on the air, what I would get was that same thing about how you can't trust politicians. How do we know they're going to do what they say with the money? And, you know, how do you answer that?
Well, I think we're going to do what we said we're going to do. Our actions will speak to that. And I feel a responsibility to do that. So I think Colorado will be better because of this vote, but it's our job now to take the resources and make it better.
And so now no schools will be closed, and is tuition safe from being hiked now?
No, it's not. There was not enough money in C to replace the cuts that we had in the past. What we were hoping for was to not have any additional cuts. I think that we can probably keep tuition in the same ballpark. That would be my goal. But there's going to be a lot of fighting in the legislature over what to do with the money, and a lot of the fighting will be over, you know, meritorious ideas. But I can't make any promises about that. There'll be a lot less pressure to raise tuition, I'll say that.
What do you say to those Republicans who didn't get on board?
Well, I'm going to say let's work together now. We've got a job to do, and it's water under the dam or under the bridge, and no hard feelings, and there's work to do.
And what would you say to Douglas Bruce and John Caldera?
Well, you know, I think they're going to be in a bad mood for a long time, so I don't think I'll talk to them at all for a while.
Well, that's a pretty good answer. Congratulations for all the hard work that you've done, and, boy, marching across the state and publicizing this, and you just got to be very happy this morning.
Yeah, I am. I think it was really important to Colorado. Not only that, it's sort of a national tipping point. You know, the opponents are trying to get Tabor amendments passed in other states. And a lot of states have been looking at Colorado and saying, well, how's it working there? And when they see that we've repudiated part of it and it wasn't working well in Colorado, it'll take some of the wind out of the sails. And so, you know, when a student gets a new textbook in Oregon and they didn't do it because we changed ours, so they saw that it didn't work for Colorado, then the whole country has benefited from the work that people will put into to pass C, and I think that's true. So I think it was a tipping point nationwide, and I'm very proud of myself and all the other people. There are a lot of people that put work into this. It was really important, and it wasn't just for us. So,
but you know, that leads me to the question. Do you think that the political landscape is changing vis-a-vis what went on in Washington yesterday, the fact that C did pass? I mean, and the fact that Democrats may have a good shot at the governorship this year. Do you think the political landscape is changing?
Well, yeah. It's sort of normal that it does. What happens is people in power overplay their hand, and then they get pulled back. And this Republican administration in Washington, you know, they basically had 50% of the people in the country, and they ignored the other 50%. They said, we're going to be the leaders. We're going to be the president for the 50% of the people that agree with us. And other presidents haven't done that. Franklin Roosevelt, you know, you look at some of the great leaders in the past, and they always wanted to keep everybody on board. But this administration didn't, and so now they're paying the price.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, State Senator Ken Gordon. Thank you so much, I don't know if I call you Ken or Senator, but thank you so much. Thanks for all your work, and congratulations.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
Okay, you got it. There's State Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon, and a guy who worked tirelessly to get, I mean, he was out there trying to get C&D passed, and it's an overwhelming victory with C. It's great. Hey, you know what I forgot to do? It's 8:13, 13 minutes after 8. Here's another group of winners for the Al Franken VIP tickets. Each winner receives a four-pack. Congratulations to Jerry Monoput. That's M-O-H-N-H-A-U-P-T. And Nicholas Bertello, Jr. Congratulations to both of them from AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, a lot to talk about this morning. 303-713-7600, including what happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday, where the Democrats forced the Senate into secret session. Now maybe we finally might get some answers to what's going on with this pre-Iraq war intelligence and how it was used. And also the passing of C, and maybe you voted against D, and you might want to call us and tell us why. And I still can't believe we've been on the air since 6 o'clock this morning. We haven't got one call. Because I remember a couple of mornings that we debated it for like 2 hours at a time, but I haven't got one call about the pot initiative, about 100 in Denver. I haven't got one call about that. Well, yeah, we got one call this morning about it, but you know, I figured more people would be on the phones to talk about the pot initiative. So, you know, and if you want to talk about C, and you want to talk about D, and you want to celebrate, and you want to get into the conversation, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's, you know, the political landscape is changing, and it's changing for the better. And I've been saying this all morning long. You know, we sat yesterday and talked about Alito, and talked about the fact that the Democrats should grow a spine. And so what happens yesterday? They pull this Rule 21. You can believe that the right wing is, they are upset. Because this threatens them. Threatens George W. Bush. And I bet you they're upset at the White House, even though they kept mum at the White House. And
if you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3. 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Take them to Commercial Federal. Better banking every day. Member FDIC. Stop by any of our 47 Denver area offices. Some restrictions apply.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
We lost this one battle, but that's all this is one small battle. This ain't the war. And let me tell you, we made our voices heard. I want to thank all of you. This was an amazing battle. We got every right to be proud, and damn it, I'm real proud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how much that small battle cost, John. There's John Caldera trying to put the best face on being defeated at the polls yesterday over Referendum C, and D just barely losing. And I wonder how much that battle cost, and we still have no idea to this day who contributed to his campaign. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll talk to Rich Masters coming up in about 10 minutes. He's a Democratic strategist, and we'll talk to him about what went on in Washington yesterday. Let's go to Nita in Lakewood. Nita, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Certainly I'm excited about C passing. I'm disappointed about D. I hoisted signs off on as many of my friends as I could possibly get to take one. And my husband and I delivered a lot of literature. But yesterday I was so discouraged. I really, really was doubtful it was going to pass. But I'm going to tell you what changed my mind. My husband got his hair cut. He came home and he said, you know, my barber thinks it's going to pass.
Wow.
And he asked him why. And he said, well, people have been coming in here saying that they just didn't think they were going to vote for it. But in the last week, I've been hearing a change. They're thinking, yeah, they're ready to vote for it. So if you want to know how an election is going to come out, be sure you go to your barber.
And I need to go to my barber anyway.
But, you know, seriously, I began to have a little bit of hope at that point. But I did want to say one more thing. I heard you with Ken Gordon and mm-hmm. with Andrew Romanoff, both of whom I admire greatly. And Ken Gordon is right that there's going to be a lot of groups vying for that money. And I've been involved as an advocate in the mental health field for 25 years. And, you know, one thing that I really hope is going to happen is that some of these extreme cuts for mental health care that have taken place because of the restrictions of Tabor are going to be replaced. I know we're not going to get back to where we've never been where we need to be, and I don't think we're going to get back to where we will certainly after this, but there are going to be a lot of people and a lot of groups who are going to be asking for that money, and I'm realistic enough to know that we're not going to get everything we want, even with this. But
well, I trust Andrew Romanoff and Ken Gordon.
Oh, I do too. Andrew's been a great friend of people with mental illness, and so has Ken Gordon. And I know they're going to be out there, and I know other people, other legislators who are. But I'm just thrilled about C. I'm sorry about D, and I know that people thought it was going to be a lot of money. I think we could have explained it better. I tried in my small way. And anyway, just don't forget, next time ask your barber.
Okay, Nita, thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Neil in Fort Collins. Neil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I was just calling this morning with a suggestion for each side of the referenda C&D issues. First, for the people who voted against C&D and who ultimately defeated D, you know, I think the biggest argument I heard on that side was, you know, that we should pay as we go, and this was a big, you know, a big loan that we were going to take out. And I would assume that most of those people are Republicans, and I don't understand how they can, you know, justify that mentality when they support a president who's created an $8 trillion deficit.
Well, you know, I thought about that last night, too, and this whole spending cut business that Frist was talking about yesterday, saying that, you know, that they were so rudely interrupted and that it was a stunt and all of this.
Right.
If you go look at where they're going to cut money, they're going to cut money out of programs that affect the middle and lower middle class and farmers and the rest, and it's not going to put much of a dent in the deficit that George Bush has recklessly put us into. And I've often wondered that, and I've often tried to make the argument on the air that you can't spend more than you take in, and this is exactly what the federal government is doing.
Right.
And who's responsible for that?
Well, and why do they just, you know, turn a blind eye to that when it happens on such a gigantic level? I mean, that's $8 trillion. That's, you know, almost unfathomable. And, you know, and then for something like this where we were looking to borrow, what was it, $3 billion or something
right.
like that, you know, that they vote that down. I don't understand that. And for the other side, for the who are supporting C&D, including myself, I want to know, you know, where can we get some regulation on the campaigns? Because the amount of lies and deception that were coming out of the no on C&D people were just outrageous. And I don't understand why, you know, a car company, if they put an ad out, they have to have a, you know, big paragraph of disclaimers at the end because, you know, because of regulation. Why don't we have better regulation on the election campaigns? And
well, I think it's something that ought to be discussed, and I think that, you know, the fact that we couldn't find out who the donors were,
right.
to know it's your dough people, and the fact that they, you know, put out all this erroneous information, they're snake oil salesmen, basically. And you know something? It didn't pay off because people saw through it.
That's true, but how different would it have turned out if they hadn't been allowed to, you know, put out things like, you know, this is $3,200 that you're losing and other things that were just blatant lies. I really hope that in the future they look at some sort of regulation for that, because I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree, and I found that their argument about that these are educational spots that they were running all over the radio stations and all over TV, I find that to be a disingenuous argument.
Definitely.
I agree. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How you doing?
Hi, Bob.
How you doing? I voted down the pot idea. I didn't like it.
Well, what didn't you like about it?
I don't like it. Well, even though if it's not against the law, companies still fire you because you don't pass their urine analysis.
So, well, that's you know what? That's very, very true.
And as far as I'm concerned, it just creates lazy people. Lazy people. They smoke pot or whatever. They don't want to work. I myself have never smoked pot and don't care to.
Well, how do you know that it makes you lazy?
Because once you go try and get a job, you can't get a job because you can't pass your analysis. So
But not every place drug tests. That's number one. And then number two, you know, you made a charge about how it makes you lazy. But, Bob, if you've never smoked it, how would you know what it does?
Everybody I talk to, man, it really relaxes you. It really calms you down. Then what do you do?
Well, what's wrong with that? And there are a lot of people who smoke marijuana who hold jobs and are very upstanding and decent citizens. That's kind of a spurious argument on your part.
Well, it probably is, and you're probably right. I just don't agree with it. I just don't think it should be part of society. I really don't.
All right, Bob. Well, you know what? It's your vote, and you did what you thought was right. And, you know, there's not much more I can say about it other than you're right. We have to agree to disagree. Bob, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good morning. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. I mean, I think there are people who abuse marijuana, who smoke it too much. But there are people who abuse a lot of things. And unless you can prove direct damage to the public over it, I'm talking about health care costs primarily, then, you know, it shouldn't be touched. I mean, we're wasting valuable money trying to regulate people who are, like, smoking one or two joints. And there are a lot of rougher drugs out there that we should be going after. Cole in Westminster. Cole, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Jay. I don't want to derail your conversation. I think you're having a great show. But it was brought to my attention that with this new film being released called Jarhead,
right?
I'm wondering if that's going to glorify the war, and I'm wondering how that's going to affect people's opinion about the war as we have all this, you know, this closed session in the Senate to talk about how, you know, this was a war based on misinformation. You know, I'm wondering how that's going to play into it. I don't know if you've thought about that at all.
Well, my understanding is that the movie is about the first Gulf War, not this one.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I remember reading somewhere or hearing on television or something or hearing in an interview, that it's about the first Gulf War, not the second.
You know, I think it's still going to have a big effect, though, because it sounds like they're taking, you know, the Marine, and he has that line in the preview, "I thank God for every day I have in the Corps." I just wonder, because I've heard lately the soldiers have been upset because it seems like America's not paying attention anymore to what's going on in Iraq. You know, this is still ongoing, and there's no solution and no real plan for what we're going to do. And I wonder if people are going to start. I just wonder if that's going to really get people interested again and if it's going to glorify, you know, what
well,
it is to serve your country and be in battle.
You know, there's a CNN USA Today Gallup poll out. It was out like last week, I think it was.
Yeah.
And also an ABC Washington Post news poll that shows that the majority of the country is beginning to turn against the war, and that more and more people now, I think it was like 53%, believe that we were misled into this conflict. And I agree. I mean, that's why I think what the Democrats did yesterday is so right on, because what they're doing is they're basically keeping this topic alive, and I think all of us should keep it alive. I mean, I usually do, like Iraq, the first hour of this show every morning between 6 and about 6:30 or maybe 6:45, and note if there are any deaths the night before and talk about it. And I think we should all continue this dialogue. And I think, you know, we should congratulate our senators, our Democratic senators, such as Ken Salazar and others, for doing this. And maybe, hopefully, we'll get some kind of answer as to how they misused this intelligence and how we ended up getting into this terrible situation in which we can't seem to get ourselves out of.
I agree, too. I think it was a great moment. And I hope that this brings it back to the surface, because I know a lot of people, it seems like you hear the deaths every day on the radio, and I know there's been a lot of situations in which newspapers won't publish pictures because there's pressure, outside pressure, to not over-publicize
right.
the death that's going
yep.
on in Iraq. So I hope this does keep that at the surface. But great show, and I think I love your show. So.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate
you
your time. You're very kind.
Right.
All right, 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll talk to Rich Masters, Democratic strategist and former policy and communications director for Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. We'll talk to him about what happened yesterday. That's coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Right now, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We do have one problem working. It's westbound 6th Avenue. Looks like it's a five-car crash tied up the left lane just past Federal, so expect some bunching behind that. Now, if you're coming out of the Thornton area, southbound I-25, we're loaded up from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Also jamming up southbound 225 from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Now, around town, things are busy on the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, and the turnpike still sluggish Denver-bound from Sheridan over to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, going to be sunny this afternoon.
Massage, and you don't pay more for it. Not all salons can say that. Take a break from your busy day and relax. With Ben.
The last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Spilled Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343. Today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Bloomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Listen, I think absolutely. I mean, the last few weeks have been just tremendous for Democrats because I think, you know, and for the first time, what many of us have been saying, Americans are starting to take note that this administration has played fast and loose with the facts and the truth. And, you know, we now have 2,000 war dead in Iraq, 15,000 who are injured, and 150,000 troops on the ground. And had they listened to the military in the first place, we'd have been in much better shape. So, I mean, I think it's a good day for Democrats. But it's a sad day for America because, I'm like most Americans. I want us to succeed in Iraq. I want us to, you know, hold our heads high in the world. And right now with this administration and with this Congress controlled by these partisans, it's tough for us to be able to do that, Jay, I'm afraid.
Well, I think we all want that. But what I meant by a good day for Democrats is there's so many of us out here beyond the beltway, as they say, quote unquote, who are clamoring for Democrats there to stand up and fight these right-wing neocons and fight this administration. And finally, yesterday, they decided enough was enough, and Harry Reid and Dick Durbin did an excellent job, and they essentially won because now they forced some answers out of the Republicans.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think you really put your finger right on it, is, this administration, I mean, we had the chief of staff to the vice president of the United States indicted for perjury on information of whether or not we sent people into harm's way in Iraq. And they tried to sweep it under the rug with the nomination of Sam Scalito they decided that they were going to pick a fight because they wanted a war, not a win. And then they tried to, yesterday they decided, well, let's talk about bird flu. Let's try to change the topic. And thank goodness for Harry Reid and Dick Durbin and the leadership there, who said, wait, 18 months ago, a year and a half ago, you promised that you were going to get to the bottom of this, and you haven't done it. And so it was a procedural move that was, straight out of the Senate playbook, and it's exactly why the voice of the minority needs to be heard, and thank goodness they did it yesterday.
How do you react to Senator Frist? I mean, he lost it yesterday, claiming that this was a lot of the right-wing media picked this up, and the mainstream media was parroting it too yesterday about how this was a stunt by the Democrats.
Well, the truth of it is, it was. And you know what? The stunt worked. And I think Frist has got to look, people watching this from the outside have to look at the majority leader and view him for what he is, probably the most inept leader of the Senate that we've had perhaps in history. You talk about ineffective, and the truth is it was his own party, Trent Lott and others, who stood up and said, wait, we need some answers to this, I'm not normally in the frame of mind where I'm complimenting Trent Lott, but it took a couple Republicans to stand up, and I think Senator Frist, the leader, ended up looking foolish in the end because he came out immediately and said it was a stunt, and then they came out and said, guess what? We're going to have a report for you in the next 2 weeks. So, if it was a stunt, it was a stunt that worked, and hopefully it'll shed some light on, what was going on in this administration with Dick Cheney acting like the Wizard of Oz, this little man behind the curtain, trying to, doctor evidence or to influence the CIA into rushing us into a war based on faulty intelligence. And, the American public needs to stand up and say enough is enough. We want some answers.
8:38 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Rich Masters with us, Democratic strategist and former policy and communications director for Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. Now let's explain this. They're going to report back on their progress that they made in scheduling hearings about the misuse of intelligence. Isn't that what the Republicans have promised to do?
That's what they promised to do. But now keep in mind, Jen, they promised to do that 18 months ago, and we've gotten nothing. I think Pat Roberts said, well, we, agreed to what we had already agreed to. But no one in the Senate knew that. It's really unbelievable how the Republican majority has tried to run this. No time during the Democratic reign, when they had control of the Senate, was the minority completely and utterly shut out of any actions of government, which is what these people, have tried to do in the United States Senate. And, I spent 7 years in the Senate. It's frustrating when you're the minority, I agree. But the beauty of the Senate is that the minority does have a voice. These people have effectively, the leadership now under Bill Frist, with direction from this White House, have virtually tried to silence the minority. So what we're going to get in 2 weeks is progress. My fear is that the progress is going to be a whole lot of nothing. They don't want to go any further. They don't want to expose what happened because, as you know, if you read the indictment of Scooter Libby, it's an indictment on this administration's ability to handle classified information and how they're coming about getting that information. So my hope is that when the American public starts clamoring for it, the only way these Republican leaders are going to get the signal is when voters stand up and say, enough. We want, Republican or Democrat, we want answers to the tough questions of how we went to war and did we go based on faulty information, and if so, what have we done to fix it? Because from my vantage point here in D.C., we've done little or nothing to fix the problem.
Could there be a meltdown in the Senate?
There always could be a meltdown in the Senate. You know, the Senate used to be the greatest deliberative body in the world, but from the time Trent Lott took over, he decided he was going to turn the Senate into the House. The House is simple majority rules everything. You know, which is funny. You know, you've got Condoleezza Rice traveling to Iraq to make sure that the minority Sunni Arabs have a voice in their democracy, and at the same time, here in the United States, they're trying to silence the minority. Which, you know, and by the way, it's not a big minority. I mean, the vote totals last presidential race were 51-49%. That's not a huge majority in this country. So you effectively have 49% of the people of the country that have no voice in the federal government, which is very disturbing, I think, at this point. So, yes, I think the Senate could melt down. I hope it doesn't, because that's about the last chance that we have to pass meaningful public policy. But it's not looking good right now.
Will this spill over to the Alito nomination?
Well, I think it has to. I mean, I think part of the strategy of this White House was to pick a fight. They wanted to, you know, they realize that things are not going well for them right now. And as they're getting ready to gear up for the 2006 election, which is going to be critical. I mean, if you look at what's happening across America, in Ohio, a highly Republican district in a special election 6 months ago almost went to the Democrat who was running. So they have got to be scared that their minority or majority is going to start slipping in the House and in the Senate. They've got huge elections coming up in 2006, and the president needs to do something to get the topic off of the failures of his administration. And it's a whole lot better to do that with a fight over a judicial nomination. So could it spill over? Yes. Will it? It's hard to tell. We've got, you know, there are seven Democrats and seven Republicans that are the swing votes on Alito. And it's going to spill over because at this point there's no way you're going to get hearings on Alito until early next year, which will fire up the red meat conservative base. But it'll also do the same on the left as well, I think.
You know, you're talking about the 06 elections. In order to gain control, we need a 96% win rate. Do you think we're capable of that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen. I mean, right now, all of the things point up for Democrats in 2006. Having said that, Democrats need to buckle down and come up with an agenda, a progressive agenda, on how we are going to build back America's stature in the world, how we are going to end the partisan gridlock that, you know, continually grips this country right now. But we're going to have to come up with a positive agenda. It's got to be more than just, you know, we're not George Bush and the Republican Party. That's going to get us a good long way. But at some level, we're going to have to start talking about how we intend to fix Social Security.
I understand, though, that report is due out, that there's going to be a cohesive report from the DNC that's due out sometime this month.
It is. We're getting ready to release that, and I think that it's exactly the prescription for what's going to ail the Democratic Party, a comprehensive progressive agenda of how the direction that we're going to take this nation. It is clear that people in America are fed up with this administration and are fed up with kind of the Republican bullying tactics, both internationally and domestically. And Democrats are going to need to come forward with a hard, positive, progressive agenda. And I think, you know, under Chairman Dean and some of the other leaders who've got around to the country, some of the great governors who've got, Bill Richardson in New Mexico, Mark Warner in Virginia and across the country, we're going to come up with a progressive agenda, and we're going to turn that corner because, again, we want to win on a positive agenda and take back the country and take it in the right direction as opposed to the direction that we've been going in the last 5 years.
All right, Rich. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Sure, brother. Anytime, Jay. Take care, man.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. There's Rich Masters, a Democratic strategist and former policy and communications director for Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. And by the way, let me throw in that very, very comprehensive platform for the Democrats. You know, you hear a Frist saying we have no ideas. I mean, he goes on and on yesterday. That is due out sometime this month. We're very, very close to having that available. And I say let's go get them in 06. 844, 60 minutes away from 9 o'clock. More of your phone calls coming up here.
76 in Sheridan and Highway 285 in Federal. Learn more at aircurecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090.
Daddy, what is a Supreme Court?
To a five-year-old.
What does Category 5 mean?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
There's something happening here.
What is a CIA leak?
He's in Colorado, and I'll tell you, they got over 600 units on the lot. Now, you can shop on the Internet by going to Rocky's Autos, put an S on the end of autos, .com, and get pre-qualified for a car loan and look at the automobile that you may want to buy. And at Rocky's Autos, every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Mary and I have never had to use that. We never have. All the cars come emissions inspected. They have Carfax, which they'll give you for free. You can look at and see who's owned the car and where it came from. And the people there are there to help you, because they want you to come back time and time again. So get out there and see Marvin Al Shear. He's one of the best people I know. Get out there and see him. Or Darla, or Jay Ali, or Gerard, or Freddie, or any of the folks. Colby and the Tower of Power. All the folks out there at Rocky's are good people. And Rocky's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos.
At Einstein Brothers with a made-to-order cheddar omelet served on your choice of fresh-baked bagel. Try one and a cup of darn good coffee for just $3.99.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
As Republicans, we're going to stay above it. If they want to get in the gutter, that's I guess, what they want to do, and that's their approach.
So much ridiculous babble from Bill Frist. Hey, Bill, how's your stocks doing there, man? Sunny and a high of near 76 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Yeah, tell us about your stocks here, Bill. How's that doing? Your blind trust in which you knew what was in your trust to begin with. Bill, you been diagnosing anybody by videotape, like you did in the Terry Schiavo situation? See, you know, we ought to speak plainly about these people. Don't talk to us, Bill, about the collegiality in the Senate when you went to Tom Daschle's home state and campaigned against him, which has never been done. And then all of a sudden yesterday you're out in front of the cameras and the microphones and you're complaining about what the Democrats did. Well, we demand some answers, and we're going to get those answers. And it's about time this Democratic Party stood up and fought. I'll tell you something else. Congratulations for C. Referendum C. Boy, don't you know that the right wing is crying. They've had a bad week at the White House last week. They got outmaneuvered yesterday in the Senate. People around the country were watching these referendums. And C passed. And D barely lost. I mean, we're getting geared up for 06. Bill of Monument. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Yeah, well, we got C through, and too bad about D, but that's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, the point you made about Mr. Frist, excellent point. This man is, I mean, it's so classic. These guys are doing the same thing that they do to everybody else. They tried to turn the tables on people like the Democrats who basically are trying to simply just get this issue up and be addressed. And of course, Frist comes out and says, I took this as a personal affront. But what did he do against Daschle?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, these guys have created this awful partisanship, and they're trying to use it against anybody who tries to stop it by wielding the same kinds of accusations against the Democrats that they themselves have done. So that's nothing new, but it's just, I just had to weigh in on this because I just think it's any Republican, any supporter, any base person that has their eyes open and is following this at all ought to be absolutely outraged over the rank hypocrisy of these people. I mean, they are absolutely unbelievable.
Sure, they want us to do one thing while they can run around and do another.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The other issue I wanted to address is this, and I don't live in Denver, so I can't really say that I, you know, voted for it. But this issue on pot legalization, I'm not even sure what the actual statute.
I think it was decriminalization of pot.
Yeah, I think I'm around the same age you are, so you know we've been through this an awfully long time. You know, the whole business of various types of drugs, various stages of the game where it's generally accepted where many people did pot. And then it came, you know, the other direction, and nobody did it, and all this. And I've lived in other places too, like San Francisco, where I've seen the effects of lax criminalization of the drug. I've been around a lot of people who have done it all my life. Not anymore, though. I've been a family guy recently, but I really have to come out and say I'm against the legalization of it. What I'm for is a sort of the way San Francisco did it a while back in the 80s, which was sort of turn the other way for minor usage. I think that would do a lot to just keep the small-time user, the experimenters, out of jail because they don't belong in jail. The problem I have with the drug, and I've seen this ever since the mid-60s when I was in high school, is I've seen people that have used it who haven't had any effects at all. Normal people, they use it on a Friday or Saturday night, they come back into school, they're fine, or come back into work, they're fine. But I've also seen people who were normal, started to use it, and went off the deep end.
Now, couldn't you make that same statement, though, about alcohol?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Sure. And I'm not saying that I'm, you know, for alcohol as well, but my point is, you know, do we need another one of these kinds of drugs out there? Remember, I started the whole thing by saying I'm for lax prosecution of casual users.
You know, I think the people to go after are the people who deal in the harder drugs, and that's where you should shift your emphasis because that does the most damage. I mean, I don't think somebody should be driving around, you know, with, you know, 50 pounds of pot in the trunk of their car because no individual uses 50 pounds of pot. But, you know, there's got to be some mechanism to deal with the distribution of it. And for people who, like you say, are casual users or, you know, possess three or four joints, why make them out to be criminals?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm absolutely in favor of that because I know people who have never tried it may want to try it, and maybe they might like it, and maybe they'll do it a little bit, and, you know, maybe they'll do it in moderation, just like anybody that drinks alcohol could do it in moderation. But on the negative side of pot, I have seen people's personalities change gradually over time with a lot of usage of that drug. And you've probably seen it as well, you know, the classic pothead. People talk about these guys, people who, the one caller was talking about people who are lazy, and you said, well, how would you know pot users are lazy if you don't do it yourself? Well, it's obvious. You can be around them and see what happens to them sometimes.
Well, I think it's some of them, and I think, you know, some of the most ambitious people I know smoked marijuana, but they would confine that, like you would drinking, to after hours, or basically on the weekends.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, what it comes down to, I think, is two things. A realistic enforcement of the law and a realistic look at that whole thing from a legal standpoint. And then the other thing is the individual has to claim responsibility at some point for their own behavior. And, you know, if you overdo anything,
Anything will kill you. Yeah, drinking, eating, I mean, you know, whatever.
We all battle something in life. I mean,
yeah.
And it's hard. It's really hard. But I think that what you do is you know, you penalize the few who are not going out, you know, on a limb. I mean, who are not engaging in that kind of destructive behavior. You penalize them for these other people who can't control themselves. And you know what? I don't know if it's the government's business to insert themselves into your own personal desire for self-destruction as long as it doesn't impact on the health system and, you know, impact on society as a whole and cost the taxpayers undue amounts of money. I don't know if anybody's ever, you know, died of a marijuana overdose. Do you?
No, but we're not talking about that kind of extreme. I'm talking about a general erosion of a certain kind of a person that can happen over time, and I've seen it with that drug. I've seen it in high school.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s, I saw people that just went overboard after they had their first joint. Off they went. I'd go out with these guys at night, and the first thing they wanted to do was, you know, whip this stuff out and start smoking. And we're talking about, you know, sophomores, juniors, seniors in high school. Back in the 60s, I saw this. And, you know, I wondered at one point, I said, well, what's happening to my friends here? Most of the time, they never wanted to go out and do the kinds of fun stuff we used to do. They pretty much just wanted to kind of lay back, relax, as one caller mentioned, and kind of retreat into themselves. And,
well,
and I'm an outgoing guy, I didn't like that. But not everybody I've known over the years has been that way. I know.
Yeah, well, in the 60s, I did it and did it quite a bit. Hey, I'm running out of time. Thank you, man. Call me again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, Elizabeth De La Vega, who's got the cover article for Nation Magazine this week about prosecuting the White House for fraud. We'll talk to her coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
This Saturday, November 5th, Freedom Harley-Davidson is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their state-of-the-art service center. And you're invited to the party. Free food and beverages. Plus, bring your Harley and enter it in the bike show to compete for prizes. Freedom Harley-Davidson is Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. And right now, when you purchase any new 2006, receive a $500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
KCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
You deserve all of the praise. Yeah.
Funeral services getting underway in Detroit, her adopted hometown for civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks. CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts is there.
It feels like a church service here in Detroit this morning. It's a calm and crisp day. You can hear the sounds of the civil rights eras. Mourners standing in line sing those songs from the 1960s, hymns of the church.
Former President Bill Clinton will lead the roster of distinguished speakers at the service. The Reverend Jesse Jackson delivers the eulogy, and Aretha Franklin will offer a musical tribute to Rosa Parks, whose simple act of defiance, refusing to give up her bus seat to a white man in 1955, galvanized the civil rights movement. Four more GIs have been killed in separate incidents in Iraq. Two died when their Marine helicopter crashed near Ramadi. The military is still investigating the cause. The day before, a Marine and a sailor were killed by a roadside bomb near the city. A suicide bomb near a Shiite mosque has left at least 20 Iraqis dead.
The car bomb exploded just before dark in Musaib, south of Baghdad. It happened just outside a Shiite mosque on one of the last days of Ramadan, while most people would have been preparing for the upcoming three-day holiday called Eid. This town is often targeted by insurgents. Last July, a suicide bomber killed nearly 100 people there.
CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. Yesterday, President Bush sketched his plans for dealing with any possible bird flu pandemic. Today, Capitol Hill testimony bearing on the proposals. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss is covering and joins us live.
The administration's long-awaited plan paints a scary picture, raising the possibility of travel restrictions and rationing of medicine. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt said they need $7 billion immediately to prepare, even though there is no way to know if the current bird flu will move to people.
The ramifications would be so significant, so world-changing, that we have no alternative but to prepare.
Some senators questioned the requirement for states to pay a big chunk of the bill to buy the antiviral medicines their citizens would need if there is an outbreak of a deadly flu. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
A report in the Washington Post that the CIA has developed a network of secret prisons for terror suspects situated in Afghanistan, Thailand, and at least two Eastern European nations. The story claims more than 100 al-Qaeda suspects have been incarcerated and interrogated in them, adding there's growing debate inside the CIA on the legality and morality of the system. Center for Strategic Studies terror expert Harlan Ullman's opinion.
The administration is on the horns of a dilemma, and I think by having resolved it secretly, I think the administration is really standing on very, very thin ice.
On Wall Street now, Dow Industrials ahead 36.25 points. This is CBS News.
When Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front load washer, her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. Come here, Skipper. Skipper.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us.
FedEx shipping is now available at area Walgreens stores. Ship your FedEx packages at the kiosk near the photo center.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're still dealing with a couple issues. This multi-car crash westbound 6th Avenue just past Federal. It's now off to the shoulder, but expect some curiosity slowing there. Also watch for a medical emergency eastbound I-70 at Pecos. That, too, causing a little bit of bunching. I-25 still sluggish in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. Southbound 225, we're looking at brake lights for the ride into the tech center. And around town, things thinning out again on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike actually looking pretty good through Broomfield and Westminster.
Sciences Center. Meet faculty, take tours in the Auraria Events Center this Sunday from noon to 3. More information at cudenver.edu.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out, but we're giving our Progressive Club members the opportunity to win VIP tickets for guaranteed
guaranteed seating.
Not a member?
Sign up now at am760.net for your chance to win VIP tickets. Jay Marvin is announcing the ticket winners this week on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Be the Change.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, sunny, high near 76. Great day here along in the state of Colorado. Referendum C passes, D barely loses, and that's good news. Great news yesterday in the Senate, which the Democrats forced into a secret session to get answers as to what happened with pre-war intelligence assessments about post-war Iraq, whether the public statements and reports and testimony regarding Iraq by U.S. government officials made between the Gulf War period and the commencement of Operation Iraqi Freedom were substantiated by intelligence information, and who exactly knew what, when, and where. And the first request for this information goes back to March the 14th, 2003. This was supposed to be phase two that Pat Roberts, of Kansas promised us, promised the American people. All right, 303-713-7600, Elizabeth D. LaVega. We are unable to get a hold of her, so we'll just move forward. You should pick up her article, though, in the Nation magazine and read it. 303-713-7600, three lines open if you want to talk about Referenda C. And now maybe we'll find, as I said earlier this morning, maybe we'll find out now from John Caldera who gave him the money. I doubt it. To run the no campaign. And the voters definitely saw through it. So it's a good day for the state, and it's a good day for those of us who are liberals and progressives. And you've got to know. You've got to know that the right wing is hurting. And you know what? And they're going to cry. Oh, they're going to cry. And they're going to repeat all the right-wing talking points, which this was a cheap stunt that the Democrats pulled yesterday. Well, you're right. It was a stunt. But we needed to get the answers, and we were being bullied by the majority. And as far as C and D goes, you know, the rest of the country was watching C to see what would happen. And we showed them, didn't we? We showed them exactly where the voters of this state are, that they care about the state of Colorado, that they care what happens here, and that we want to live in a first-class place, not a place, akin to the bottom of the barrel. I'm sorry D didn't pass. I'm sorry, but we couldn't jumpstart the roads and take care of the infrastructure and also the other things that were involved in D. But a lot of you voted against D. It did narrowly lose, though. So it wasn't overwhelming like we thought. And we'll have Morgan Carroll coming up here at 9:30 to talk more about it. 303-713-7600. We've got three lines open. And let's go to four. We got four open? Oh, we got no open lines. Is that what you're saying? John Turk operating this thing.
Oh, okay.
The mighty Turk. Okay, Mara, go ahead.
Okay, hey, I am deliriously happy this morning. I mean, that sounds silly, but I watched a replay of Harry Reid's speech yesterday.
It was a good one, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but you know, it was funny. I kept thinking, you know, he looks a little bit nervous, you know, kept fidgeting and turning papers over and doing this and that, and then he reached in his back pocket, and he pulled out that sheet of paper and unfolded it and then laid the bomb down, you know. And I just laughed out loud. I thought, bless his heart, you know. And it just made me feel so good. And I don't know. You know what? Isn't this a great morning? Because we're not all calling in complaining.
But, you know, yesterday we spent so much time yesterday when we were talking about the Alito situation, talking about, oh, you know, this is the time for the Democrats to stand up. This is the time for the Democrats. And you know what? That's exactly what they did yesterday.
Right, right. I'm still happy about it. And I have to tell you, last night on Mike Malloy's show, it was funny. He was playing triumphant music at the very first, you know, something like from Bach or Beethoven or something. I don't know where that comes from. But he was just, hey, Democrats, way to go, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it was wonderful to listen to, you know. And you too. I'm just loving it this morning.
Well, we're finally, you know, we're finally going to get something done here.
Yeah.
We're going to get some answers that are long overdue. There's good news for the Democratic Party and for those of us that consider ourselves to be Democrats, even at times where we get the feeling that the party doesn't do the right thing. This report that has been meticulously put together, that has involved governors, that has involved senators, that has involved congresspeople, that has involved strategists, that has involved all kinds of people, this is only November the 2nd. It's due out sometime this month.
Right.
And it has concrete plans and a concrete platform
right.
that we can endorse and that we can run on and that will answer our critics.
Well, that email message from the Democrats this morning, did you get that?
I got the one from Howard Dean yesterday, which I thought was great.
Yeah, this one's it's on Democrats.com. Anyway, at the end of that, whoever wrote it said, hooray, you know, and he puts a whole bunch of exclamation points, you know, after that. Anyway, and that lays out some of what you're talking about, which I think is great. But could I just ask your listeners if they've heard about this one thing real quickly. Joseph Wilson, in his speech to the National Press Club, I think it might have been on Monday or Sunday, I'm not certain when, it was rebroadcast on C-SPAN on Monday night. And he, at the very last statement he made, because he'd been discussing his wife, you know, and what had gone on, the very last statement he made as he left the podium was that there had been 17,000 soldiers killed as a result of this Iraq war. And I'm wondering now, I have no idea what he based that remark on.
I think that's the ones who are, I think part of that is the ones who are injured who come home and die later.
That's what I'm thinking. But why isn't that figure out there? You know,
because I think the figure that they keep, the figure that they give, which is now over 2,000, that's they count that as being soldiers who have died in actual combat, on the field of combat.
I realize that, but that's lying to the public also.
I mean, along with that, we never discuss how many Iraqis have been killed either.
Well, yeah, over 100,000, I'm certain. That Johns Hopkins University did that study, what, a year and a half ago?
Right.
And that's what they came up with. And then that little gal that with the blonde hair that she worked for that human rights organization that was compiling the statistics on how many Iraqis had died. And some American soldiers or whatever happened at a roadblock blew her car up.
Oh, I remember that, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, and we don't have any accurate count, but that 17,000, if you're counting everybody in the United States, which is what I believe, and the ones that have, if I talked to an Army nurse that was working over there, and she said, and she told me that if they died, like if they were put on the plane and they were going to Ramstein in Germany, if they died on the plane, they were not counted
right.
as a casualty. And I think that if that figure was really out to the public, I think people would be even more and more and more upset. You know, we're being so totally misled.
I agree.
But anyway, thank you for your show this morning. I'm so grateful.
Well, thank you for being out there.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And we are being misled about this war. And, you know, you can't get an answer one way or the other as to what's going on over there. How many Iraqi units are willing to stand up on their own? We don't have an answer to that. And everybody who's talked to gives a different answer. Now the story is broken that the CIA is running these secret jails. And that what we may be doing as a country is barely legal. I mean, this administration has got a lot to be proud of, don't they? This is the lowest of the low. CIA leak case. In which we have nothing, you know, which the White House has basically just ignored and figure that they can move on and we'll forget about it. Well, we're not going to forget about it. 9:15, 15 minutes after 9, one line open at 303-713-7600. Morgan Carroll coming up at 9:30 to talk about C&D. You want to talk about C&D? Okay. You want to talk about what happened yesterday in the Senate? All right. MS Zuiderdam. Now, for only $20.49 plus tax, You fly to Seattle. We'll see Vancouver and the historic gas town before boarding the MS Zyder Dam. We'll cruise Alaska's pristine passage for 7 days, stopping at Juneau, Ketchikan, and Skagway, taking in the Glacier Bay. And after our cruise, we'll motor coach to the Great Northwest, sample wine country in British Columbia, see Lake Coeur d'Alene and the Grand Coulee Dam, the Grand Tetons, plus Yellowstone and even Old Faithful. So call 1-800-888-8204. That's 1-800-888-8204. This whole thing includes air, hotels, cruise, onboard meals, and so much more. 1-800-888-8204. 14 days with Mary and I next August to the Great Northwest and Alaska. So
listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah. It's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
This afternoon and right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Randy Rhodes. You got us. You 919, 19 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. You know, you got to love everybody on this radio station. Al Franken, and Ed Schultz. And I'll be doing Ed Schultz's show on Friday. Why in the world they keep having me back, I have no idea. I'll be there. Bob once. All right, Richard in Fort Collins. Richard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm doing really good. Hey, I wanted to talk about the marijuana initiative passing in Denver.
Sure, go ahead.
I graduated from college with a 3.5 GPA in U.S. history, and I smoked quite a bit through college, and it didn't seem to hurt me one bit in that regard, and I'm now in grad school, and I occasionally smoke a joint here and there. It's about time we stop criminalizing marijuana usage amongst adults. We tried criminalizing alcohol in the 30s. That obviously didn't work. And, you know, I think we have responsible adults who enjoy casually smoking marijuana. I know firefighters, nurses, you name it.
Well, I think it's a waste of time to go after pot smokers. And I kind of agree with, you know, the previous caller that we have to figure out a mechanism for distribution that keeps criminal elements out of it. And for the casual user, there is no need to treat him or her as a hardened criminal, because that's ridiculous. And, you know, I mean, alcohol ruins people's lives, too. So, you know, I don't think you can paint a broad-based picture, but I think that this government, and I think that a lot of people have engaged in a long time, you know, trying to convince people, particularly kids, and that's okay, to, you know, because kids shouldn't be using it either. But consenting adults should have the right to be able to smoke marijuana if they want to.
Well, absolutely, you know, and our prisons are clogged with some 400,000 nonviolent drug offenders, and we're constantly talking about prison overcrowding, and here's a great example of, you know, a system that has gone amok, you know, arresting people that are just nonviolent drug offenders.
Yeah, and I bet you the police would rather be doing something else, too. I bet you they'd rather be going after hardened users.
Oh, absolutely. I'm almost guaranteed of that. They're, you know, they say on the news that crystal meth is a much greater risk and something they're more concerned about. So, yeah, I think it'd be, it'll help free up resources. And the only thing I'm a little confused about is I heard on the news that they said that state law is still going to apply in the city of Denver regarding this issue.
Yeah, I think so. I was saying so will federal law. I think so. But at least it's a first step. It's a statement anyway.
Yes, it is a great statement. So thanks for the show, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, Richard, thanks for calling in. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. There's nothing worse than people who are speed freaks. And, you know, so let me tell you something. I don't smoke marijuana. I haven't for years. I have no desire to. Good Lord, I got enough problems. Not that smoking marijuana is a problem. It can be a problem. But I haven't touched it in years. But I just think that I've come to the conclusion that I think that it's to criminalize it and to throw people in jail for it is basically a waste of the taxpayers' money and a waste of time. Let's go to Ross in Denver. Ross, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm calling in to make a couple of points. First of all, I'm as happy about C&D as... or C, I should say, as all your other callers. But I do think there's a point that needs to be made with respect to the alleged voting irregularities in El Paso County, if that's what they turn out to be. First of all, this is, you know, progressives who have said for a long time, look, every vote needs to count. And every voting irregularity needs to be run to ground to make sure, you know, to determine whether there's anything to it or not. And I don't think that just because... C, which we all cared about and many of us voted for, passed, that we should turn our back on that principle. I think we should say, look, if there are irregularities in El Paso County, they need to be investigated, and if there's anything to it, there needs to be a remedy to it. Because, you know, in 2006, 2008, or any other future election, we may be on the receiving end of any such irregularities. I'll just tell you that a friend of mine, who's a relatively sophisticated guy, not a political junkie, I wouldn't say, but he certainly intended to vote on C&D in Boulder yesterday, went to his polling place, and it was shut down. And it was news.
Well, because Boulder operated a mail-in deal. You had to go to the county clerk's office.
Right, and he wasn't aware of that. And he didn't have time to go to the county clerk's office, and so he ended up not voting. Now, You know, that may be a matter of just not having paid attention to the fact that his only options were to mail it in or go to the county clerk's office or whatever.
Boy, they publicized it like crazy. I mean, we had it on here. The newspapers had it yesterday that you had to go there and hand in your mail-in ballot by 7 p.m. I mean, everybody had it out there. That's his fault that he didn't make it.
Well, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. But what I guess the point I'm making is this, that there are a lot of people that get shut out under the current system. And I think that we have to, in order to call ourselves progressives, in order to be intellectually consistent, we have to be concerned about each and every one of those.
Yeah, but at some point, you know, all right, let's separate the El Paso thing, first of all. Let's separate it out. At some point, you got to be responsible. At some point, you have to take responsibility to know what's going on. This was widely publicized, particularly because I live in Boulder. It was widely publicized that if you got a mail-in ballot, that you had to mail it in, that you had to get it in by a certain time, that if you didn't, you could hand-carry it to your county clerk by 7 p.m. That was going on all over the place. People were talking about that. I believe it was either the Tribune or the Rocky Mountain News, I can't remember which one, had a list of things that you could do there, running it down county by county, area by area. That's number one. Now, as far as El Paso County goes, yeah, they should look into those voting irregularities. I agree with you 100%, but as State Senator Ken Gordon said, enough people voted for C that El Paso County wouldn't have mattered. But we should look into it, because anytime there's voting irregularities, you should definitely look into it.
Right, I agree with that. I mean, I looked in the paper this morning. It looks to me like the spread on C was about 5,000 votes in El Paso County after all of the precincts had been counted. So it's pretty unlikely that it will have any effect. But the point is that if there's an irregularity there, it may be a systemic thing that could have more effect in the next election, and we need to investigate it, figure out what happened.
I agree.
It's the system. Can I comment briefly on what happened in the Senate yesterday?
Sure, go ahead.
I think it's wonderful. I think that the Democrats should not back up for one second on the proposition that it's time we aired these views or aired these issues, and that we looked into exactly, you know, who knew what and when. Because I remember very distinctly last fall, just about this time, and I believe it was, in that instance, it was the commission, the 9/11 commission, that put off the issue of finding fault until after the election. And of course, everybody, you know, said, "Well, gee, that's probably the right thing to do." But the Intelligence Committee had put this off, and it made in effect a promise to the American people that we'll get to it. Now, all the Democrats are doing is saying, you know, this is a bill that has come due. It's time to look at this. It's time to make damn sure that whatever went wrong in the intelligence gathering with respect to the run-up of the Iraq war is never repeated again, so that no American is sent off to a foreign land to die needlessly because there's an ideological agenda at stake rather than a real American, you know, an interest that Americans could get behind.
I couldn't agree more. Well said. Thank you, man. Great call.
All right. Thanks.
All right. 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open here. As we talk about referendum C and D and celebrate the passing of C and also celebrate what went on in the Senate yesterday. I'm sorry, I don't agree with the right wing and particularly Bill Frist and the rest of them, John Kyle, I think is his name, from Arizona, that this was a sad day yesterday. No, it was a great day because you know what? Finally, Democrats are standing up. Was it a stunt? Sure it was. But it accomplished what the Democrats wanted, which was to get answers and get this phase two of the intelligence situation rolling. 9:29.
What's not? Tonight, starting at 8 with Extreme Engineering, followed at 9 with an all-new episode of Mythbusters, only on the Discovery Channel.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk is reaching out to the Gulf Coast. Storm 8 bracelets are available for purchase online at AM.
This is the place to go to counter this. Mary and I both have been to Foot Effects and have both bought shoes there, and they've got a great selection. Foot Effects will conduct a foot pressure analysis on your feet and provide you with the appropriate arch supports and shoes that you need to alleviate the pain. Get the comfort and balance and support you've been looking for. Foot Effects has a wide selection, too, of shoes, especially designed for diabetics who traditionally have foot problems. Continuing their grand opening celebration, Foot Effects is giving AM 760 listeners 10% off any purchase. So Foot Effects is the place to go. And they offer products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, the knee, hip, or back pain. And like I say, if you're on your feet all day, or if you're one of those people that runs, or you hit the treadmill, or whatever the case may be, and you've got foot problems, what ends up happening is they lead to back problems, and it becomes more complicated. Foot effects can stop this. Give them a call at 1-866-886-FOOT, or better yet, stop by. They're in Westminster. You can't miss them at 120th and Sheridan next to the Chipotle. You know what? There are great people over there, and Mary and I...
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
The beginning of us starting to play hardball, starting to get tough, and stop getting trampled on, and I just can't believe Frist, okay, and he's so wounded, and this is such an affront to him, but you know he wants that collegiality in the Senate. However, he goes off to South Dakota and campaigns against Tom Daschle, and then all of a sudden he wants collegiality. You know they play this game every time. Karl Rove, all these people play this game. They play this game. So they take great umbrage. And, you know, it's phony. All right, let's go to Representative Morgan Carroll, State Representative Morgan Carroll. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, how do you feel this morning?
Oh, it's a
good day.
Yeah.
Yesterday and today has been a great day for all the good guys on almost all the fights.
Yeah, I agree. So you must be pleased with what happened with C.
I am. That was a nail-biter for me, and I got to tell you that it's not just the fact that we won, but a huge thank you to voters, because we had to overcome complexity. We had to overcome basically a dishonest campaign without any boundaries, making stuff up about tax hikes, about illegal immigrants. I mean, you know, misinformation so often tends to spread faster. We had to overcome asking people to basically help the state out, the distrust of your public officials. So really, I think yesterday comes down to all the grassroots effort of all the people who actually cared enough to give up their time, do the phone banking, get out there walking, educate people, and boy, did it really pay off. I mean, this is just great news for the state of Colorado.
I think we got to give credit, too, to the governor who put his name on the line and did what was right instead of doing what was politically expedient.
Yeah, and I actually would say, along with the governor, the Republicans that joined this as a whole group really, really deserve some respect on this, because we all had a tough fight on doing this, but frankly, the political retaliation and the viciousness that has gone against these mainstream thinking Republicans that actually did not want to bankrupt our state, boy, they all took, that was real courage on their part, and they stuck with it, and they helped get this puppy passed. It would have been just as easy for them. It frankly would have been easier for them to duck and try and allow this to just simply pass as if it were some kind of partisan issue, which it never really was. So they do. I agree with you. The governor and all the Republicans who helped work on C&D really deserve our respect and recognition.
What happens to Mark Holtzman's chance to run for governor?
Well, you know, I think Holtzman's in some trouble. I think both for the negative tone he set early. I think he banked on the fact that he was going to be able to tank this as some kind of victory. I think in some ways I think Holtzman would have been in trouble either way if it had passed or not, because I think the day after election we would have seen a kind of vulgarity via the cuts that it would make it pretty hard for him to frankly be proud of it. So I think he was in trouble either way, but yeah, he's put out so much money on trying to tank this thing. I think it really does hurt his chances for running. I think the fact that maybe Beaupre was a little cagier about what he thought on C&D is at this point probably going to be beneficial to him.
Yeah, I guess Holtzman should go back to putting that picture of Ronald Reagan on his website.
I'm sure he'll take campaign advice from us, though, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening exactly to what we have to say. Yeah. But you're right; it does. It does have ramifications for everybody who participated in the negative campaign. You know, to this day, we still don't know who funded all of that.
Yeah, and actually, I had listened to you and some other callers talking in earlier about what do we do with this whole negative campaign issue, because I think it's much bigger than the C&D. I think we've seen the last. I think every election cycle we've frankly seen a deterioration without limit in sight. I want to know who's spending what, and just to tie it so you've got a heads up at the state level for listeners, I'm put in a bill title actually just yesterday for running the Clean Campaign Act of 2006, which is really based on disclosures, really shoring up who has to disclose what anytime they're making any statements so that you could contact them and figure out an underlying factual basis. Instead of just having, an unlimited ability to just make stuff up, disseminate it anonymously without any accountability, and frankly control and distort election outcomes through systemically feeding misinformation to the public.
That's great. Now, will that conflict with any kind of federal laws?
No. What I've had to do to be careful is the reason why we're right at a crossroads, because everybody on earth is sick of disgusting, dirty campaigns, but the First Amendment affords really, wide-ranging, for good reason, broad, broad protections to political speech. Crafting a response on this, for example, you can't directly prohibit and say what content someone can and cannot use. So this bill has to be crafted very creatively so that it brings basically exposure, disclosure, accountability, without telling people what they can and cannot say. But then the public would know at the end of the day who's spending how much money on negative campaigns. You know, a lot of times we suffer from, you know, when the bullies go out and we either don't fight back or do, and if we do fight back, they're like, hey, you're both the same. Well, you know what? If we actually quantify campaign expenditures on negative, I think we would see that actually we're not the same. we don't spend the same amount of money and going negative on the as the other side does. The frequency, degree, and kind of when we run negative is frankly different. But there's no way to quantify that right now. And if the public really wanted to know and reward or punish those who use dirty campaign tactics, this would be a way, if they were so inclined, to go find out some facts about who's really funding what, who has a factual basis for what they're saying, who doesn't, and who spends their money on positive issue-based ads, and who's basically making stuff up.
You know, the opposition, John Caldera and those people, got away with claiming that those were informational educational commercials that they were running.
Yeah, you know, educational, it's so interesting, and the law gives you different definitions. Of course, it's not educational in any sense of informing people with real information. They're relying on educational as far as campaign finance, ed fund structure, which basically the distinction they mean there is, hey, we're not saying vote for or against. We're just going to put out a bunch of allegations out there. You know, and so the mere fact that they said that they're not doing a direct vote no is what makes it an educational campaign. Well, the irony of that, of course, like with all of the smear campaigns that have been happened, and frankly, these very rogue-like tactics that we keep seeing over and over again, it's like, you know, come on, folks. I mean, just making stuff up has to stop at some point. At some point, that really pollutes and dilutes democracy for everybody. I mean, we can't make intelligent, informed decisions when the information flow we get is just, you know, unlimited in how bad and flawed and agenda-driven and inaccurate it can be.
Yeah, there's a lot of us, though, that are spoiling for a fight with these people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're really spoiling for a fight. I mean, we want to get down and match them one-on-one, and it's, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard not to react when they're running, you know, when they're attacking you, to sit there and just let it go by.
Well,
it's
I
like the high road all the time.
I don't think we should. I think the thing is we hit back basically with a mirror. We hit back with the truth. You know, anytime you're dealing with a bully, and I know you've been talking about the Senate activities yesterday, which I think is great. I mean, the only way you stop a bully is to drop them. And, you know, that's what happened yesterday, and that's why they're whining, and that's why they're crying, because they just got dropped. You know, when they use Senate procedures to stifle speech, it's a day in the life of usual. When we use Senate procedures to facilitate speech, to follow up on public accountability, they call it a stunt. You know, if every time they used procedure for some tactical reason to basically shut us up, to keep things out of committee, to basically avoid dialogue, you know, we don't label it a stunt. It's just business as usual. So I think the fact that we're standing up is fantastic. I think it's overdue. I think we do have to respond. But the difference is we respond with the truth. We respond with the truth about what's wrong with their issues, what's wrong with their positions, what's wrong with their tactics. The difference between that and what they do is they'll make stuff up.
All right. State Representative Morgan Carroll, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on the passing
thank
referendum.
Thank you. It's a good day for Colorado, and thank you to the voters for helping us on this.
You got it. Thank you. Talk to you soon. All right, it's 9:44, 60 minutes in front of 10 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. Then after 10 o'clock, I'm going to get on the phone and call Senator Frist for some stock tips. And maybe I'll mail Mark Holtzman my picture.
With over 60 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents The Al Franken Show.
Welcome to The Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out.
Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm just sitting here thinking. I was just thinking about what went on in the Senate yesterday, and just thinking to myself, man, you know, we were just on the air yesterday talking about how we wanted the Democrats to fight, and now they're getting up and they're doing it. You know, I talked about this earlier. There's no way I would send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. I just wouldn't do that. I mean, it's not right, and I think it's easy for anybody to get on the radio and make a claim and then not be able to back it up. That's why one of the reasons why I talk about Rocky's Autos a lot, because Mary and I have had nothing but great experiences there, and I have gotten to know the people at Rocky's personally. And I consider them to be my friends. So when I recommend them, I'm sending you to my friends, basically. Now, you can check out the huge inventory of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado online by going to RockysAutos.com. put an S up to, on the end of auto there. You can also pre-qualify for a car loan, then go out and pick out the vehicle you want. And they've got almost 600 vehicles on the lot, all kinds, whatever you want. And the thing with the people at Rockies is they're into more than just selling you a car. Yeah, that's what they want to do. But they also want to make sure you're happy because they want you to come back time and time again. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they'll show you Carfax, which I've talked about before, which gives you all the information you need to know about the vehicle you're going to buy. And you know something? They don't charge you for it. And a lot of places either don't have it or they do charge you for it. And at Rockies, you're not going to get charged. So get the most bang for your buck at Rockies Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Go out there and see my friend Marvin Alshear. Go out there and see Darla or Jay Ali or Freddie or any of the people. Colby in the Tower of Power, all the people working there are there to help you. They're all good people, and you'll be knocked out by the selection. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. And remember, I wouldn't send you something.
Lincoln Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at G3Denver.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and the golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Are jumping up and down in glee over this guy. What do they know that we don't know? And Alito's, Mary Point pointed this out to me last night. Alito's own mother came out and said she's against abortion and so is he. The guy is just an ultra-right wing, out of the mainstream nominee. All right, let's go back to the phones and go to Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi, Pierre. Long time no hear from.
Yeah, I've been working. So just a wonderful day, though. I had to call in. I thought for sure that the referendum C would not pass because up here all the signs are no, you know, no new taxes, all that kind of thing. And I thought,
right.
Oh, it was just never going to happen. But it did, and I think the worm is turning. And all I have to say is to those Republicans, get over it. Like they kept telling us, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be crying all day today.
Yeah, and, you know, and they all said when we talked about the voting irregularities, oh, that's just a conspiracy. But, gee, when it happens to them, suddenly it's not a conspiracy anymore. So.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Caldera how he feels about the 2000 and 2004 election.
Yeah, obviously he didn't have a problem with that. You know, and he's a guy that he trashed Fahrenheit 9/11 on his show one time, and he had never even seen it. And he sat there and trashed it. And I thought, you know, how can you be objective if you haven't even watched it? So
right.
You know, that's the kind of fellow he is. But anyway, the other thing is this judge. I think, you know, women need to be paying attention because he's the judge that, you know, wanted women to get their husband's permissions for abortions. So if a woman doesn't realize how bad this guy is going to be, they're never going to wake up to it. So I think that we need these Democrats really out there fighting against this one.
Yeah, we also need the help of moderate Republicans, too. I mean, if you're listening to this show because you check it out every once in a while and you're a moderate Republican, this guy is way out of the mainstream. And I don't think, you know, you're a moderate Republican. I don't think you want to see Roe versus Wade overturned. And that's exactly what this guy will do if he gets a chance.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess the real problem is that people just will not get over the fact that if you're a Democrat or a progressive, that you're not for abortion. You're just basically saying that a person has a right to make their own decisions. And I think now that they're trying to focus on the privacy issue, that, you know, why do we let these people interfere with our privacy? Maybe this is a way to get people to start looking at that differently rather than saying, oh, you're a baby killer, you know. So.
Well, I agree. You know, you're talking about the state inserting themselves into, you know, your medical decisions. And, see, I find it amazing. I find it amazing that the Republicans objected so much to the state and to the rule of law when it came to Terri Schiavo. But now, when it comes to this, when it comes to a woman's right to privacy and a woman's right to choose, suddenly it's just the opposite.
Yeah, and that's how they are about guns, too. You know, it's like, well, gee, they want to take my guns away, but boy, they want to take our choice away. So one last thing. The other night I was watching Charlie Rose, and they were talking about the Myers nomination, and they had a libertarian guy on there, and they had another fellow for the conservatives, of course, and the libertarian called George Bush a big government conservative, and what an oxymoron was that. So people are getting pretty set up in his own party. So
I agree.
The worm is turning. So you have a good one, and it was nice talking to you again.
Always good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Ames in Englewood. Ames, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I was in line at the Arapahoe County Clerk's Office the other day, and a couple in front of me was talking about how not just their neighborhood, but their entire area that they live in, didn't receive their mail-in ballots.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. We should look into that.
Yeah, Ms. Doty was there, the head of the commission there, and she was saying that they're going to check into that. They don't know if there's a problem with the printers or with the postal office or not, but I thought that was kind of interesting, you know, especially when you hear the Republicans kvetching about, you know, oh, well, it's a conspiracy, you know, which always cracks me up. But just one other thing, you know, as far as the pre-war intelligence is concerned, you know, one thing that people seem to overlook time and time again is some of the pre-war intelligence that came out from people like Scott Ritter, you know, who are in Iraq on the ground, you know, just yelling up and down saying, look, there are no WMDs. They are in compliance. They've been in compliance, you know. And then, you know, look at the smear campaign that was done on him. I mean, he's a stand-up, you know, good American guy, and they just vilified him.
Well, these people are so full of crap. You know, here's another thing. And I heard Chris Matthews repeat it last night on Hardball. This is a standard conservative talking point, and it's a lie. That, well, the Clinton administration had the same information, and they knew the same thing. No, what the Clinton administration said was that they knew that Saddam Hussein had chemical and biological weapons, but that they believed that they had it controlled and that the inspections should continue. They never said that Saddam Hussein had a nuclear program.
Sure, and he also lacked the facilities at that point in time to construct his own WMDs.
Right, exactly.